You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
Live from FMB Field here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, off the backs of a strong win last night, the Bowie Bay Sox look to keep their slender playoff chances alive here in 2023. as they close out the 2023 regular season this week. It's the third of six between Bowie and Harrisburg. Welcome in, everybody, to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Andre McGarro here with you as we count you down to first pitch between Bowie and Harrisburg, just inside of 20 minutes to go until we get going here from City Island. As mentioned, the Bay Sox got a win last night, which prevented the Richmond Flying Squirrels from clinching the second-half playoff spot in the Southwest Division. Bowie powered by four home runs to knot up this six-game set at a game apiece. They set the tone early. Judd Fabian, a leadoff solo home run in the top of the first inning, was part of a two-run frame for Bowie. Harrisburg would match. There were a couple situations where the Bay Sox made a couple shaky plays defensively. A pair of errors allowed Harrisburg to score a pair of unearned runs in the game. Robert Hassel III also had a solo home run to lead off the bottom of the first for Harrisburg. But in the end, the long ball proved to be too much for the Senators as Dylan Beavers, in his return to the lineup after two off days, collected three RBIs, including a go-ahead two-run shot, gave Bowie the lead in the top of the third. The Bay Sox would not relinquish that lead thanks to plenty of late offense as the game went going as well. Top of the fifth inning, Silas Ardoin added a solo home run for his third of the year at the Double-A level. And then Connor Pavloni in the top of the ninth hammered a two-run shot well out down the line and left for his first Double-A long ball. That made it 7-4 Bowie. And thanks to some strong pitching performances, Chase Bright picking up his first Double-A win with four innings of one earned run, allowed two overall. And then Keegan Gillis shutting the door with a scoreless ninth for his second Double-A save. Got the job done for Bowie. But as we turn towards today, the margin for error has grown slim for the Bay Sox. Bowie must win out and then get some help here in the final four games of 2023 if they want their season extended into the playoffs. The Bay Sox had a record of 35-30 in the second half, sit four games back of the Richmond Flying Squirrels in the Southwest Division. And if the Squirrels win any of their last four games or Bowie falls, Richmond will be heading to the postseason to take on the first half champion Erie Seawolves. That sets the stage for today. Game number 135 on the season for the Bay Sox, who sit at a record of 66-68. Bowie, big picture, beyond the postseason, is trying to win out and finish with a record over 500 in the 2023 campaign. Got to remember, the Bay Sox finished in last in the Southwest Division in the first half, so it's been quite the rebound here in half number two for Bowie. As the Bay Sox, again, 35-30 here in half number two. They're 31-34 overall on the road this season, including 14-18 in the second half. Yesterday's win for Bowie snapped a three-game losing streak. Their opponents, the Harrisburg Senators, are entering game number 134 on the campaign. They're 57-76, 13 games back in the second half standings, already eliminated from postseason contention. Senators have been good at home, despite going 26-39 overall in the second half. They're 35-29 overall here at FNB Field, including 18-11 in half number two. The loss last night for Harrisburg was their 10th in their last 12 games. The Senators have also dropped 22 of 26. It's been tough sledding here in the second half for Harrisburg, and Bowie is looking to take advantage. We'll take a look at the forecast here from Pennsylvania's capital as we get set to get going tonight. Very seasonal day here in early September. Temperatures hovering around the mid-70s, currently at 75, not too much humidity, and hardly any clouds to speak of in the sky. A couple of light, fluffy clouds here and there that aren't taking up too much of the space. There's plenty of blue looming overhead of the beautiful Pennsylvania skyline with some bridges and the Susquehanna River sitting in the backdrop here at FNB Field. Take you through the starting lineups now. First for the Bay Sox, the visitors in tonight's contest. Judd Fabian is going to continue to lead off for Bowie after his leadoff solo home run yesterday, while Samuel Basayo comes back into the fray for the second time this week. Catcher and number five prospect in the Orioles system went 1-for-4 in his Double-A debut on Tuesday. He's getting his first action in the field for Bowie. After DHing on Tuesday, he will catch tonight. He's the first of back-to-back lefties in this Bowie lineup. Right fielder Dylan Beavers, he was named Orioles Minor Leaguer of the Month for August and followed that up with his 2-for-5 performance yesterday with the three RBIs. He's in right field batting third. Then it's back-to-back right-handers Max Wagner, the third baseman, has been enjoying a good series so far. 4-for-9 at the dish. He hits in the cleanup spot where John Rhodes hits behind him. The DH will bat fifth. Dante Williams sees his first action this week. The center fielder, a lefty, bats sixth. Williams in the midst of a team-high 18-game on-base streak, while T.T. Bowens, who homered back on Tuesday, just his third game off the injured list, the first baseman hits from the right side, batting seventh. Anthony Servideo, the left-handed hitting second baseman, hits eighth, and Gilbert Lara, the shortstop, bats from the right side, ninth for Bowie. As he'll be opposed by right-hand right-hander Michael Cuevas on the mound for Harrisburg. Cuevas is one of the youngest players, yes, on this Senators roster. He's the youngest player on the pitching staff and was the youngest on the roster until a couple of Harrisburg's position players got called up here in the last couple of weeks from this most recent draft class. And it's still just in his age 22 season. But he spent the whole season up here in Double-A and has pitched to a little bit of hard contact. He's 3-8 overall in the campaign, a 5.44 ERA through 22 starts. He's given up 105 hits over 92 and two-thirds and hasn't got a lot of swing and miss. Opponents are hitting 285 against him, and he's only struck out 68 batters. That combined with the fact that he's seen a lot of the Orioles system. This will be his 16th appearance against an Orioles affiliate and his fourth start against Bowie this season. We'll see if familiarity plays to the advantage of the Bay Sox for the San Antonio native as Bowie is looking to take advantage of those high contact numbers. Here's the Harrisburg starting lineup. As the left-handed hitting center fielder Robert Hassel III continues to lead off. He's already 4-for-8 this week, as mentioned, had a solo home run in yesterday's game. Then this year's number 2 overall pick in the draft, Dylan Cruz, right-handed hitter, is out in left field batting second. Cruz went 2-for-4 on Tuesday with a pair of RBIs. James Wood in right field continues to hit third. Brady House, the third baseman, top 40 prospect in baseball, will bat in the cleanup spot. Wood is the number 7 overall prospect in baseball. They have 3 of the top 40 batting 2-4 in the lineup tonight for the Senators. Yohandy Morales sees his second Double-A game. The DH bats from the right side and hits 5th. Then two more right-handers. Trey Lipscomb at second base hits 6th. Israel Pineda, the catcher, hits 7th. Left-handed hitting shortstop Jackson Clough hits 8th. And then Murphy Staley, the right-handed hitting first baseman, sees his first action of the week, batting 9th. Right-hander Connor Gillespie gets the ball for the Bay Sox. Another very consistent body of work for Gillespie this season and in his start yesterday. So far this season with the Bay Sox, 7-4, a 3.71 ERA. He tossed his third appearance of at least 6 innings last week against New Hampshire. That was on Friday, where he allowed just 2 earned runs on 6 hits. Had one of his best appearances of the season against Harrisburg back in mid-July, where he went 6 shutout innings, allowing just 1 hit against the Senators. Gillespie will be looking for another quality outing here tonight against the side he's very familiar with. This is his 14th appearance against the Nationals affiliate in his career. So far, he's only lost 2 of them, going 5-2 with a 2.93 ERA against the Nationals system in his career. It's been a big week for the Bay Sox so far. Offensively, the top of the lineup doing most of the damage. One of those is one of the newer faces here in the Bay Sox dugout, Max Wagner. Infielder has played just 25 games with Bowie, but he's beginning to find his groove. We caught up with the number 14 Orioles prospect, and we'll replay that conversation for you when we come back on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame as we get you set for Bay Sox baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Back here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show as we get you set for first pitch of the Bowie Bay Sox and the Harrisburg Senators. One last regular season series here in 2023. We're joined by Bay Sox infielder Max Wagner, kind enough to take the time to join us. Max, how are you doing?
Good. Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's been good day here in Harrisburg, so yeah, it's been good.
Absolutely. Handful of games of double-A experience now under your belt. How are you feeling?
Feel good. It's more about learning for me since being promoted, and obviously, you know, there's going to be a failure. There's going to be success. It's just baseball. But, yeah, I've had a fun time with the guys and just hope that continues for this last week.
Had a lot of success here the last couple of games. Put together a nice hitting streak, back-to-back multi-hit games for you. Also had two doubles last night. How are you seeing the ball right now, now that you've gotten this handful of double-A games under your belt?
Yeah, it's just staying true to my approach and just really trying to execute. And that's what's happened so far. So, obviously, I hope that will continue tonight.
A lot of opposite field hitting for you, too, especially up the middle, right center is what you've been using a lot here this week. Is that a byproduct of how you've been pitched, or is that something you look for in your approach?
That's mainly something more that I look for, but it also deals with approach against the pitchers we faced. But I've always been a guy that likes to hit to right center field.
As we're joined here by Max Wagner on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame. Max, dwindling down here towards the tail end of 2023, you mentioned start out in High A Aberdeen, work your way up here to Bowie. Where have you seen yourself growing most as we've gone throughout the season here?
I guess there's two aspects. There's defense. I think defense I've really grown. I've learned a lot, you know, especially working with DJ here in AA. And then hitting, just, you know, being able to dissect the pitcher and like being able to determine like what they're going to throw me, where they're going to throw me, and then being able to know like where they're going to actually pitch me and where the pitches I want to hit, where they're going to be.
As far as that offensive part of the game goes, a lot of guys talk about when they get up here to Double A, the sharper breaking stuff. You see more breaking balls more often from guys. Is that something that you've noticed and had to make an adjustment to?
The thing is like the pitchers up here, they throw their off speed more for strikes. So that's been the thing I've had to learn is like in High A, yeah, there are definitely guys who could throw their off speed for strikes, but sometimes like guys maybe weren't trying to do that. We're like here, like they can spot up on the corner like all the time and try and get, you know, swing and miss or stuff like that. But then they can also have a sweepy one where they can get out in front, swing and miss kind of stuff. So it's just been a bunch of learning.
So when you're trying to juggle that, are you looking more to lay off the off speed, or are you trying to get off speed in the zone to hit? How does your approach kind of bounce off of that?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of both. Just trying to determine where that pitch starts. If it starts in a good area that you think and it kind of hangs up a little bit, like obviously that's a good one to go on. And then if it, you know, it could start right down the middle, but if it's a slider, you know, it's going to fall off the plate. So, like, that's just one that the more reps you see, the more you're going to take.
And backpedaling here, back to what you said defensively, very sharp over at third base. You've also gotten some looks at second base here since coming up with Bowie. How have you seen yourself working with Tim DeJean as you've made those adjustments here defensively?
Yeah, it's been really fun. You know, definitely a lot of learning that I've been had to do since I got here. Been really working hard with DJ. It's just been really fun. You know, obviously third to second, different positions, you gotta learn different movements, different arm angles, stuff like that. So it's been really fun. Just hope that can continue.
As we catch up here with Max Wagner on the DCI Imaging Systems pregame, Max, we'll have a couple more questions for you, but one with some fun ones. Everybody's dying to know, what's going down here on the field on Tuesday when the game's delayed, sixth inning, you see a skunk coming out of right field. What's going on here on the infield? What was your reaction to
that? Yeah, it's definitely a first for me just to see really any animal on the field. But never seen a skunk. I heard that it happened to them last time they were here. And it actually came towards third base, so I was like, I gotta get out of here. But yeah, it was definitely interesting.
What was the kind of the word like on the field as it is happening? Anything funny stick out?
I wouldn't say.
Or just a lot of running away.
Yeah, right? Like running away. I talked to their third base coach. I was like, does this happen? He goes, this is the third time this year. So I'm like, it's kind of ridiculous because I feel like for an animal to get in here, like it's pretty closed area. But yeah, it was definitely interesting.
Especially you're surrounded by water. You're playing on an island, right? Yeah. You wouldn't expect that to happen here.
Exactly.
And we wrap up here with Max Wagner on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Max, any fun offseason plans you got in the cards here after 2023?
I'll more than likely be training down in Florida area. I don't know where yet. But right whenever the season is concluded, I'll be going back home to spend some time with some family and friends, just hanging out, you know, kind of resting, you know, first full season. Body's got to rest a little bit, but nothing too major. Probably go to a couple Packer games, but that's about it.
An exciting start for them, right? Post Aaron Rodgers era. Yeah. How you feeling about that?
Yeah, it's been a good start so far. Obviously, it's just week one, but you know, I'm hoping that can continue, and you know, hopefully, Jordan Love is the next great QB in the franchise.
Hopefully they have a good track record, right?
Yeah.
Hoping for more continued success for your Packers and for you as well as we wrap up here in 2023. Max, thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That was Bay Sox infielder Max Wagner. When we return on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, we'll get you set for first pitch of Bay Sox baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Today's music ain't got the same song.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Senators have taken the field here at FNB Field in Harrisburg. When we come back, first pitch of Bay Sox and Senators. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the DC area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
We're ready to go from FNB Field. It's Game 3 in this six-game series between the Harrisburg Senators and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping on by the ballpark this evening. Alongside Andre McGarrow, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And as Michael Cuevas warms the mound for the Senators, the starting lineup for the Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in left field, you've got Judd Fabian, followed by Samuel Basayo catching and batting second. Dylan Beavers is in right field batting third. Max Wagner at third base cleans up. John Rhodes, the designated hitter, bats fifth. Dante Williams in center field sixth. T.T. Bowens at first base bats seventh. Anthony Servideo, the second baseman, eighth. Gilbert Lara is the shortstop batting ninth. Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Herman, Tim DeJohn, Ryan Gohl, and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer.
Bowie is 66-68 on the season, a one-game winning streak, 6-4 over their last 10, and 31-34 on the road. Bay Sox are 35-30 here in the second half. They're third in the Southwest Division, four games out of first place, with four games remaining, needing a perfect finish and an 0-4 run by Richmond to make the playoffs. Again, the Bowie lineup features Fabian Basayo Beavers, Wagner Rhodes Williams, Bowen Servideo Lara, all to face off against Michael Cuevas on the mound. F&B Field here in Harrisburg is 325 feet down the line to left field and right field, 400 feet to straightaway center field, with mild winds pushing out to center, a little bit to left, mixing back and forth between the pair, as Fabian will lead things off, a right-hander. Four lefties in the Bowie lineup today, with Basayo, Beavers, Williams, and Servideo. Fabian hitting 174 on the year with a 722 OPS in 61 games. Five doubles and a triple, 15 homers, 28 runs batted in. Led off yesterday's game with a solo shot. As Cuevas climbs the hill, holds ball and glove at the chest, out of the windup. Turns, kicks, and fires the first pitch home. It's a breaking ball, called for strike at the knees. Nothing and one to start as we're underway at 6:32 p.m. on a 73-degree sunny day here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. 0-1 pitch misses down and away, and it's one ball and one strike. Well, I was mistaken. It was actually the fifth leadoff home run for a Bay Sox batter this season, the second for Fabian last night, as the next is grounded to third. Brady House will take it, doesn't even have to move the feet. He throws to first base in time, and there's one away. Fabian unable to replicate yesterday's leadoff jack. Let's tell you about the defense. Left around the outfield, you've got Dylan Cruz, Robert Hassel, James Wood. Brady House is at third, Jackson Clough at short, Trey Lipscomb at second, Murphy Staley at first, and Israel Pineda catches behind the plate for Michael Cuevas on the mound. As Samuel Basayo steps in, 1-for-4 2 days ago in his AA debut, no strikeouts or walks, just a simple single. As the first pitch to him comes inside, called for strike, inside fastball to open the count up at nothing and one. Basayo didn't get past first base. He got doubled up after his single in the third inning in Bowie's 5-4 loss. Next pitch misses under the knees. One ball and one strike now. Michael Cuevas, a 6'2", 165-pound, 22-year-old right-hander from San Antonio, Texas. 23rd-round draft selection. Next pitch up and away. Two balls and one strike here on Basayo. 23rd round from Brennan High School in San Antonio. Nationals picked him up in the 2019 draft. Here's the 2-1. Line drive right field, but snared by Staley at first base. Hot shot at 95 miles an hour off of the bat, and Basayo misses out on what could have been an extra base hit on a great extension, backhanded by the first baseman Staley. Two gone, and now Dylan Beavers will bat. Umpiring crew tonight sees Kevin Manzik over at third base, Evan Johnson at first, Joe Belangia calling the balls and strikes behind home plate. Righty on lefty with the first to Beavers. He shows bunt. Pulls back. It's inside. Breaking ball starts to count out at 1-0. 325 average for Beavers on the season. 918 OPS in 32 games. 9 doubles, 3 triples, 2 homers, 11 runs batted in. Next pitch, another show of bunt. This time called strike as he pulls back a little bit on a low and in fastball. One ball and one strike now. 3-8 record for Michael Cuevas this season, a 5.44 ERA in 22 games all starts. 1-1 pitch, another look at bunt, but Beavers watches it miss outside. Curveball runs the count to two balls and one strike. The infield is calling his bluff on everything. They've been playing back the entire time. He still shows bunt, and he bunts it foul on the next pitch. So all of that bluster for Dylan Beavers is now lost as the count goes to two balls and two strikes. It wasn't even the surprise factor this late into the plate appearance, but the infield was still gambling that Beavers didn't have the capability, I suppose, to bunt it in fair territory, and for the time being, the infield won that bet. Bases empty, two away here in the top of the first. 2-2 pitch, and Beavers swings and fouls it back to the screen. Count stays.
Yeah, I mean, Brady House was playing further to the second base bag than a traditional shortstop does, and he's the furthest left infielder. So if Beavers could have just pushed it towards the third base bag, would have been nobody there to make a throw.
Beavers is pulling the ball only about a third of the time as the next pitch misses down and in to run the count full. Granted, still a smaller-ish sample size at 32 games here at AA, but only a third of the time he's pulling the ball, not necessarily requiring a heavy shift. Payoff offering from Cuevas, and it's called strike three in the upper outside corner. As Beavers had thrown the bag back to the dugout, he has to go retrieve it and head to the dugout with his tail between his legs. 3-up, 3-down inning for Cuevas as we go to the bottom of the first. It's Bowie nothing. Harrisburg set to bat. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Well, for the first time this week, the Bowie Bay Sox failed to score in the first inning. As we go to the bottom of the first here at FNB Field in Harrisburg, Connor Gillespie warms in the mound for the Bay Sox. Starting lineup for the Senators that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in center field, you've got Robert Hassel III, followed by Dylan Cruz in left field batting second. James Wood is in right field batting third. Brady House at third base cleans up. Yoani Morales is the designated hitter batting fifth. Trey Lipscomb at second base bats sixth. Israel Pineda catches and bats seventh. Jackson Clough, the shortstop, bats eighth. And Murphy Staley is the first baseman batting ninth. Senators are the AA affiliate of the Washington Nationals. They're managed by Delino DeShields, assisted by Joel Hanrahan, Tim Doherty, Oscar Salazar, and the athletic trainer is Don Neidig. Harrisburg is 57-76 in the season, a one-game losing streak, 2-8 over their last 10, 35-29 at home, and at 26-39 in the second half. Again, their lineup features Hassel, Cruz, Wood, House, Morales, Lipscomb, Pineda, Clough, Staley, all to face off against Connor Gillespie on the mound. Hassel leads things off, one of three lefties in the Harrisburg lineup. It's him, then James Wood and Jackson Clough, all batting from the left side. Hassel hitting .223 on the season with a .641 OPS in 103 games. As Gillespie stamps his foot, shrugs his shoulders through his normal windup routine, steps back, kicks high, fires the first. It's a breaking ball outside, and the count starts out at 1-0 here on Hassel. 15 doubles and a triple for Hassel, 8 homers, 35 runs batted in. He's had a strong series, home run on the very first pitch thrown in the bottom of the first yesterday. 1-0 pitch, and he watches it for called strike outside half of the plate, count even at a ball and a strike, and it seems by an early indication, left-handers might be watching a little bit wider of a strike zone from Joe Belanchia. That pitch definitely on the edge, similar to the one that rung up Dylan Beavers. Next pitch misses high, it's 2 balls and 1 strike here. Granted, the pitch that caught Beavers did grab at least half of the ball against the strike zone. That called strike to Hassel might have gotten an eighth of the ball at most. At that point, we're just guessing. 2-1. Too far down and in. 3 balls and 1 strike. Well, end of the season, the Harrisburg scoreboard is glitching out over the ribbon board in left field where they've got the pitcher information. As the 3-1 to Hassel is high, a leadoff walk. Connor Gillespie's name is just Oor. O-O-R Gillespie. But a leadoff walk, not the best start. We've spoken about this plenty of times for Connor over the last few weeks, that he's been strong at limiting base runners and more so preventing them from advancing when he does give up a base runner here and there. Like to see that continue now as he faces Dylan Cruz. First pitch into the right-hander, and Cruz swings and misses. Low fastball, and it's nothing and one to start. 190 average for Cruz, .538 OPS in 17 games. 5 doubles, no triples, no homers, 5 runs batted in. He's already hit into 3 double plays. It's the 0-1 pitch. Down and away. 1 ball and 1 strike. That'd be nice right now. Cruz took yesterday off. Tuesday's game, he did bounce into a double play that ended the fourth inning after Robert Hassel had a one-out single. He grounded out to third as well. Had a 2-for-4 day overall, however. 1-1. And a high fastball misses. 2 balls and 1 strike now. As Gillespie is not off to the best start when it comes to precision to the strike zone. It's 8 pitches thrown. Only 2 of them have gone for strikes. Here's a pickoff throw to first. No tag. T.T. Bowens is at first base today. Samuel Basayo making his first appearance behind the plate for the Bay Sox. Robert Hassel has 13 steals in 18 tries this season. And now Gillespie steps off the rubber. That is already the second disengagement. He used both of them before firing this 2-1 pitch into Cruz. Hassel could get a jump right now if he's been paying attention. He stays put, though, as the next pitch is down and away. Breaking ball runs it full, or runs it to 3-1, rather. The runner at first, still no one out here in the bottom of the first. A scoreless game. Hassel takes off as the 3-1 is down for ball four. Back-to-back walks, Gillespie already off to a very tough start. Senators have matched the Bay Sox by scoring in the first inning of every game this series. Of course, for Bowie, that's only two games, and for Harrisburg, that's still only two games. Bowie would like to limit that right now, but for Gillespie to walk two batters here to start the game, that's not very pretty. 10 pitches, only two strikes, and now first and second with James Wood up to bat. First pitch, and the lefty swings and misses in a low breaking ball. It's nothing and one to start. Well, this is a moment, too, where I feel like wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if you pulled out a quick mound visit. Because back-to-back walks like that with only two strikes, maybe just go out and remind him of the game plan. Here's the 0-1, and it's fouled back behind the screen. Nothing in two. First two-strike count for Gillespie so far. Wood hitting .235 with an .801 OPS in 84 games. 17 doubles, 3 triples, 17 home runs, 50 runs batted in. Scoreless game, bottom of the first, first and second, as Gillespie looks for his first out. Comes set out of the stretch, holds at the waist, and the 0-2 pitch. Line drive up the middle and past the glove of Laura into center field, a base hit. Wheel turned on for Hassel, and he'll score without a throw. Nobody out in the bottom of the first, and Harrisburg has taken a 1-0 lead on a James Wood RBI single. Bay Sox have not been good from their starting pitching so far this week. In the first inning total, Bowie has now allowed 5 total runs in a span of just 3 games. And there is still no one out. Cruz goes to second base. Wood has his 51st RBI in the season and still no mound visit. As Gillespie is clearly not on the right track to the start of today's game. Brady House up to bat, a .308 average, first pitch. And he smokes one deep out to right field. Beavers runs back. There it goes. Connor Gillespie has allowed his 14th home run of the season. A 3-run blast to Brady House. And the Bay Sox are down 4-0 before an out is recorded in the bottom of the first inning. Do we see a mound visit now? Batted ball left at 103 miles an hour, traveled 406 feet for House's third of the season. Still no mound visit. I guess this is fine. This is already the worst start for Connor Gillespie in weeks. First pitch to Yohani Morales, misses. 1-0 to start on the number 5 batter. Last time Gillespie allowed 4 runs in an outing was July 28th. So 6 weeks ago at this point. Here's the 1-0. Morales pops it foul behind home plate. 1-1. Morales in his second AA game is 1-for-4. The Bay Sox are instantly down 4-0 in a must-win game. If he doesn't win today, then they're instantly eliminated from postseason contention. Of course, they do need a lot of help along the way, but a 4-0 deficit in the first doesn't help. Next pitch is swung on and missed. 1-2. Inning started with back-to-back walks. Connor Gillespie threw 10 pitches and only found the strike zone twice. Given an RBI single to James Wood, and then a first pitch 3-run home run to Brady House. 0-2 pitch is fouled off of home plate. As the 1-2 pitch, rather, as the count remains. Harrisburg going quickly on some of these Gillespie offerings, so there's not been a need yet for Bowie to warm up a pitcher in the bullpen, especially now that the bases are empty and Gillespie is still south of 20 pitches, but he's clearly struggled for the put-down. He's struggled to even get ahead of batters at this point. And again, Bowie is in a must-win kind of game. So they might need to be aggressive at points. Still looking for the first down in this inning as the 1-2. Is pieced foul back to the screen. Count stays.
Been a lot of the same, Matt. Sorry. It's been a lot of the same for all three Bowie starters in this series. The ability to get two strikes on hitters and then give up the hard contact and the two-strike foul balls, too. They run at the pitch count.
Another 1-2 pitch. And it misses. Not sure by how much. I'm breaking ball. Doesn't help if Joe Belangia isn't going to meet Gillespie halfway. 4-0 sends here in the bottom of the first. Gillespie shrugs the shoulders, and just before he started his delivery, Samuel Basayo comes out. Well, I wonder how much this has to play into it, too, the fact that these are battery mates working together for the first time, which is also where I feel mound visit probably could have come into play to make sure that these two were on the same page. Another 2-2. Down and away, run the count full. 21 pitches for Gillespie. Still no outs recorded. At this point, it might be in Bowie's best interest to start getting a reliever warming. Just in terms of pitches thrown for Gillespie. The payoff. Grounded over to the left side. Laura will glove it at short. Sidearm toss to first is in time. Took 22 pitches for Connor Gillespie to record his first out of the inning after he'd already allowed four runs. Let's tell you about the defense. Left to right of the outfield, you've got Judd Fabian, Dante Williams, Dylan Beavers, Max Wagner at third, Gilbert Lara at short, Anthony Servideo at second, T.T. Bowens at first, and Samuel Basayo catches behind the plate for Connor Gillespie on the mound. Trey Lipscomb steps into the box. Right-hander hitting 292 with a 768 OPS. First pitch. And he fouls it off behind the screen right side. Nothing in one to start. 14 doubles and two triples for Lipscomb. 10 homers. 43 runs batted in. Here's the next. This is outside. And it's one ball and one strike. Nick Richmond finally starting to get loose for the Bay Sox. In the bullpen out past the left field corner as the 1-1 is fouled back to the screen. 1-2 here on Lipscomb. Connor Gillespie, a 5'11", 185-pound right-hander, drafted out of VCU back in 2019 ninth round. On the season for Bowie, he has been one of the most effective pitchers, especially here in the second half, which is what makes today's start all the more frustrating. 7-4 with a 3.71 ERA. It's the fifth best ERA in the league amongst qualified arms. Next pitch. Floated foul out of play right side. Count stays at a ball and two strikes. Gillespie leads Bowie with 111 and two-thirds innings of work. He struck out 96, walked 35, and the home run he gave up to Brady House was the 14th he's given up this season. Next pitch here is fouled back to the screen. Gillespie is up to 27 pitches so far. 15 of them have found the zone. Exactly half of Gillespie's homers have been on the road. He's allowed exactly one homer in three consecutive appearances. Another 1-2 pitch. Called strike three. At the knees, a breaking ball. Lipscomb goes down looking. Gillespie has his first strikeout, the second out here in the first inning. Does Bowie leave him in the game after his inflated pitch count? Seems like they will, as Israel Pineda will bat. Bowie in their alternate black jerseys today. Gray pants, black cap, orange cursive Bay Sox on the front of the jersey, while the Senators are in their alternate reds. White pants and a red cap. First pitch into Pineda is grounded to short. Lara charges in, gloves, and he lifts it in the air for a second, but bare hands on the near fumble, throws to first in time. Tough inning for Bowie. Four runs before an out is recorded, including a three-run home run by Brady House. We go to the second as the Bay Sox trail 4-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The BaySox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Another patient-first difference? Our name says it all. We put the patient first in everything we do. If you're sick or hurt, we want to help you get better and feel better, too. We offer a warm smile when you walk in our doors and a warm blanket if you're cold or need a little extra comfort. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Well, once again, welcome into FNB Field. Alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis with you in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. A tough start for the Bay Sox as Connor Gillespie allows four runs on just two hits, a three-run homer to Brady House. First pitch into Max Wagner is called for strike as we get going with the second inning. Michael Cuevas used just 14 pitches to sit down the side in order in the first. Struck out Dylan Beavers looking to end the frame. Next pitch to Wagner misses. Too far outside, and it's 1-1. It'll be Wagner, then John Rhodes and Dante Williams to bat. Max Wagner hitting 231 with a 664 OPS in 25 games. Next offering, line drive shot to the right center field gap. This one's down for a base hit. Cut off in one hop by Robert Hassel, and he quickly turns heel to throw it back to the infield. Wagner was not really too interested in trying for a double anyway after seeing Hassel cut it off. But he extends his hit streak to five consecutive games and six of his last seven. Hopefully Bowie can kick off a comeback bid early on in this one as they trail 4-0. John Rhodes will bat now. Designated hitter hitting 225 with a 745 OPS in 106 games. 22 doubles, 3 triples, 17 homers, 67 runs batted in. First pitch is called for strike. Upper inside corner to get the count started at 0-1. They're scoreless in Erie at the moment. And, of course, if Bowie can't come from behind in this one, the Richmond score is irrelevant. As the next pitch to Rhodes is bounced up the middle, double play ball. Lipscomb underhands to Clough covering, on to Staley in time for the twin killing. That's the 10th double play that John Rhodes has hit into, and as soon as the Bay Sox get their first base runner, he's eliminated just two pitches later. 4-6-3 double play, and Bowie is going to have to try another way to get a rally moving. As they trail 4-0, Dante Williams will step up to the plate. Williams hitting 201 on the season, 668 OPS in 100 games, and the first pitch he hits is bounced over the mound, but Cuevas is able to back up on it, glove, and throw to first. Six-pitch second inning. The Bay Sox offense is going to have to do a little bit more than that if they want to come from behind this 4-0 deficit. Bottom of the second coming up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because...
At the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack.
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the Rofo Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the Rofo Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new Rofo Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the Rofo Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Jackson Clough leads off for the Senators as we move to the bottom of the second. First pitch into the left-hander, and he watches low and in fastball for called strike. Connor Gillespie gets back to work, hoping for a much cleaner second inning after allowing four runs in the first before recording a single out. Next pitch into Clough, and it's checked on, high fastball. Peel down to third base. Kevin Manzik says Clough held up. It's one ball and one strike. After Clough, it'll be Murphy Staley, and then back to the top of the lineup for Robert Hassel. Clough hitting 208. With a 735 OPS in 84 games this season. 1-1. Fouled off of home. Splits Clough's legs as it rolls back toward the Harrisburg dugout on the first base side. 1-2. 13 doubles and 3 triples for Clough. 7 homers. 27 runs batted in. Well, Erie had a chance to take an early lead. Maybe not early lead over Richmond. It was the bottom of the fourth. They had 2 on with 1 out, but left them as the 1-2 pitch is just too far inside. Change up for Gillespie, runs the count to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, I'd mentioned it, Gillespie has already recorded his worst start in 6 weeks after just that first inning. The 2-2 pitch here is swung on and missed for strike three. A chance to potentially turn it around as he has retired 4 consecutive batters after Brady House's 3-run home run. But a big hit like that can put a stain on the game that not even bleach can get out sometimes, Andre. Here's Murphy Staley. 182 average, 432 OPS in 6 games. No extra base hits, 1 homer. 5 strikeouts, 1 walk. First pitch to him misses high, and it's 1-0 to start. The last time Gillespie allowed 4 more runs in a game was July 28th in Somerset. Coincidentally enough, that was his last losing effort as well. Next pitch, and it's grounded foul up the third baseline. 1 ball and 1 strike now. Gillespie had gone on a run for the Bay Sox, and he's still on it. It's still active, in which he's gone 6 consecutive appearances, throwing 5 or more innings. Had a quality start last week against New Hampshire, a no decision. But gave up 6 hits, 2 runs over 6 innings, with no walks, 6 strikeouts. Next pitch hits the batter. Inside fastball, Nick Staley's hands. And he heads the first base.
Center fielder Robert Hassel the third.
Back to the top of the lineup for Robert Hassel. The first pitch to him. Is too far down and in. 1-0 to start. Hassel has seen 6 pitches now. Only one of them has been in the strike zone. Here's the 1-0. And Hassel fouls it off left side. Count goes to 1 ball and 1 strike now. Now, if I'm doing my math correct, which... not always. Can't fault me on that, Andre. Since that start in Somerset, when he allowed 6 runs, Gillespie had turned into a much better pitcher, as the next pitch is just nicked foul off at the top of the catcher's mitt. 1 ball and 2 strikes now. Over a span of 30-plus innings, Gillespie had an ERA of 2.80. He allowed 3 runs in 2 different outings, and again had that stretch of 6 consecutive starts that's still active. He can still do it. 5 or more innings pitched. 1-2 pitch. Down and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes here on Hassel. James Wood on deck. Or Dylan Cruz on deck. James Wood in the hole. Hassel could be a double play threat. grounds the ball nearly twice as often as he puts it in the air. It's hit into 8 double plays. Here's a pickoff throw to first. Still no tag. Out of all the Bay Sox pickoff throws this series, we've not seen an actual tag attempt from the first baseman. Most of the time, it just seems as if they're trying to catch the runner frozen in their secondary lead, which does happen. 2-2. Line drive to center field. Base hit. Williams will pick it as the runner stops at second. Hassel extends his hit streak to 4 consecutive games, and Bowie has not been having a good time this week, putting down these batters on the first two trips through the batting order. Andre brought it up heavily during our pregame preview for social media. And it's a tale that rings true into Game 3, a must-win game, with Bowie's playoff hopes hanging by a thread. Here's Dylan Cruz. He walked in the first and scored along with Hassel. As Bowie trails 4-0 here in the second, first pitch. And Cruz muscles it high and deep to right field. Cruz is not going to get his first home run here as Beavers backs up on it. In front of the warning track, he makes the catch. It will be deep enough, though, to advance Staley over to third. Productive out. Puts runner at third base with Cruz down for the second out of the inning. Hassel stays at first, and now James Wood will bat. Samuel Basayo out from behind home plate to direct a little bit of defensive traffic. Wood had an RBI single up the middle in the first inning. He's only hitting 147 with runners in scoring position this season. Well, Bowie and Harrisburg have been having a tough time in that metric this year, but the Senators haven't seemed to as much this week. First pitch. And Wood watches high fastball miss. It's 1-0 to start. Massive gap on the left side of the infield right now. Gilbert Lara playing much closer to center field after the spot that Wood had hit his previous batted ball, but the third baseman Wagner still close to the bag. Next pitch, popped foul out of play left side. One ball and one strike here on James Wood. Again, a 4-0 game with the Bay Sox needing to make plenty of headway back into it. For now, they need to lean on Connor Gillespie as much as possible to not see that first inning replicate, to invert it completely, put in blanks the rest of the way. 1-1. Popped up left side. Potential, but very long run for all parties involved. Wagner backs out. Lara gets called off by Fabian, and the left fielder Fabian makes a basket catch. The ball nearly clipped Lara's backside while Fabian ran down for that one. With the way the defense was positioned, there was no easy way that play was going to be made, but Fabian made the play at the end of the day. Scoreless second inning. We're on to the third as Bowie trails by 4. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green, Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green, Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Rams Head on stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This season, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary or specialty care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Book an appointment online at luminoushealth.org. That's luminishealth.org.
A fans, don't forget about Wolf Wednesdays at Prince George's Stadium, one of many weekly promotions we hope to see return in 2024. With general admission or box seat ticket purchases, your four-legged furry friend can join as long as they're properly leashed and vaccinated. T.T. Bowens leads off the third as the first pitch to him misses too far up and inside, 1-0. It's a 4-0 Harrisburg lead as the Bay Sox are in a bit of a tough spot with the next pitch too far up and in, 2-0. Need to overcome this four-run deficit. Need the Erie Seawolves to help out a little bit. Right now they're doing everything they can. Pitching-wise, the Seawolves are doing something kind of interesting. As the next pitch is fouled back to the screen. 2-1 on Bowens. T.T. Bowens, Anthony Servideo, and Gilbert Lara to bat. Oh, it's over. Victor Barricotto hit a home run. Erie had a perfect game going into the fifth inning between three different pitchers, but Austin Bergner faced exactly one batter as Bowens watches a called strike on three pitches. Richmond has the early 1-0 lead. It still says perfect game, even though it's a 1-0 game. And the 2-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. So Bowens is down on strikes. Second strikeout for Michael Cuevas. And with the way the stars are aligning right now, Bowie might have their playoff hopes taken from them. A little bit before they would have expected. Four-run first inning never helps, and a depleted Erie Seawolves offense doesn't help either. The first pitch to Anthony Servideo is called for strike on the outside edge. Nothing in one here. 207 average for Servideo, 576 OPS in 68 games. 11 doubles and a triple, 2 homers, 21 runs batted in. Next pitch swung on and missed down. Already nothing in two here from Cuevas. Bowie trails 4-0. They've only sent the minimum to the plate after Max Wagner led off the second inning with a single. John Rhodes hit into a double play 2 pitches later. Cuevas only needed 6 pitches for the second inning. Here's the 0-2. And it swung on and missed for strike three. Cuevas not normally a strikeout pitcher. Came into today with just 68 punch-outs over 92 and two-thirds innings. And now he struck out 3 of the 8 batters he's seen. Now Gilbert Lara will step up. 198 average, 526 OPS in 26 games. First pitch to him. And he smacks a liner up the left field line, but it'll pull too much. And hooks foul. Still hit off of the grass, but there's plenty of grass in the left field foul area for Harrisburg. Count starts out at nothing and one. 2 doubles, no triples for Lara, 2 homers. 11 runs batted in. As the next. This is down and away. Count goes to a ball and a strike now. One pitch. Just pieced foul. Goes back to the screen on a low breaking ball. 1-2 here. So if things finish out the way that they're currently looking, still very early, only the third inning, but a 4-0 deficit for Bowie while they've been struggling to get aboard so far, as the next pitch is grounded up the middle to the second baseman. Lipscomb gloves, throws to first. We can discuss what today's game will have in terms of implications for Bowie in a little bit. As they go down in order again, they've only sent 9 to the plate against 1 base hit. On to the bottom of the third as they trail 4-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
On to the bottom of the third inning here at FNB Field. Alongside Andre Magaro, I'm Matt Zabatis with you with the Bay Sox trailing 4-0. Brady House leads off, and the first pitch is lifted high to shallow right field. Dylan Beavers jogs down a long way before camping and making the catch. So Brady House has seen exactly two pitches today. First one, a three-run home run. Second one, a fly out to right to start the third inning. A three-run home run, very pivotal so far tonight. As Connor Gillespie is looking for his second consecutive scoreless inning after allowing four runs before recording his first out. Yoani Morales will step into the box, first pitch. And he drills one pretty much to the same spot. Beavers didn't even really get all the time back to where he was originally defending. Runs back down and makes the catch. He should probably just stay there.
Matt, the junior PA announcer is getting a little ripped off here. He hasn't announced a hitter yet, and there's already two outs.
Yeah, they got to get on top of this. They had their between-inning game carry into the start of this inning. They were waiting for the guy to answer the question while Connor Gillespie is just standing on the mound ready to deliver. They got to speed it up sometimes. When you're the on-field MC, you got to be under a bit of a tight schedule, reading the game. As the first pitch here to Trey Lipscomb misses up and in, so we miss out on a three-pitch inning. Lipscomb struck out looking back in the first inning. But we did have a two-pitch inning earlier this season. Remember that one. As the 1-0 pitch is fouled back behind home plate. One ball and one strike. I don't remember the exact date. It was an extra inning game. And Tyler Birch was pitching. I could probably go back and find it just by checking which games went to extra innings.
I think it might have been the same homestand we were looking at earlier.
We were looking at one of the starts where Cade Povich had set a career high in strikeouts with 13. Next pitch is grounded foul over the third base side. One ball and two strikes now. It could have been July 19th. I think it might have been July 2nd. As a matter of fact.
You know what? It was Judd Fabian that had the outfield assist, so you're right. It was the second half.
I think it was July 2nd because Tyler Birch was the losing pitcher in that game. Next pitch is just too far outside. Two balls and two strikes. Because that is the only extra inning game in that series with Somerset. And again, Birch was the losing pitcher in that game.
I don't see a two-pitch inning on
that. No, it wasn't that. It was not that game. Here's the next. Check swing. Did he go? Yes. First base umpire Evan Johnson makes the call. And Connor Gillespie strikes out his third batter to end a perfect third inning. We're out of the fourth. Andre is the play-by-play next as Bowie needs some offense. They trail 4-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry. Visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Pest Now is proud to
partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Back here at FNB Field in Harrisburg for the top of the fourth inning. The Bay Sox trail 4-0 to the Harrisburg Senators. They'll hope to have more success a second time through the lineup against right-hander starter Michael Cuevas. As Judd Fabian set the leadoff for Bowie, a couple lefties follow the right-handed bat in the box. Now Samuel Basayo and Dylan Beavers to bat behind him. Against the right-handed arm of Cuevas, who kicks and deals out of the windup, the first pitch. Fabian, lagging leg kick before it comes back down. He takes inside for a ball. Off-speed delivery makes it 1-0 to start. Judd's 0-1 today as Bowie recorded just one hit first time through the lineup. Next pitch is a called strike. Off-speed snaps over the inside edge, and it's 1-1. Next delivery from Cuevas, and Fabian shatters his bat on a looper that flares over the head of the third baseman House into left field for a base hit. Judd Fabian continues his good on base run. He's now reached in four straight, 17 out of his last 18 games. Second hit for Bowie, and the leadoff man's aboard. Start off the fourth inning. Went down and got a breaking ball over the inside edge, did Fabian, and he was able just to flare it enough over the head of an outstretched Brady House. Here's Samuel Basayo. First pitch to the left-handed hitting catcher is scorched on the ground. Past Fabian running towards second base. It trickles into right field. Split the difference between first and second base as Fabian will stop right at second. Back-to-back singles on back-to-back pitches for the Bay Sox. Basayo has his second base hit in double-A after being robbed on a line drive straight to the first baseman Murphy Staley in the first. He's 1-for-2 today, and there's two on with nobody out for Dylan Beavers. This is the right bat you want up if you're Bowie. Beavers is 0-for-1 today. Was rung up on strikes his first time up, but he is coming off a couple of sensational months for the Bay Sox. First pitch, inside, a fastball nearly brushes his belt. As Beavers jumps out of the way in the lefty box, it's 1-0. Beavers recently named the Orioles Minor League Player of the Month in the month of August. And his debut month here at Double-A with the Bay Sox. The 1-0. Another fastball zips over the inside edge, a called strike, and the count's even at 1-1. Beavers has been scorching hot since coming up to the Eastern League. This past month, he's hit .344. That's highest in the Orioles system. His average is also eighth highest in the Eastern League. The next pitch is grounded foul off his leg. Trickles up the third baseline, but as it caught the top toe of Beavers on his right foot, he hobbles out of the left-handed batter's box. He lost his batting helmet as well. He'll stoop over, pick it back up. Athletic trainer Elise Kramer out there. Beavers continues to hobble towards the lefty box. And he'll get a look now outside as he's still having just a little bit of trouble putting weight on that right foot. It was a fastball over the inside edge. It was fouled straight down into the ground off the foot of Beavers. He does wear that protective shin guard on the right leg, but doesn't have that cover for the top of your foot. After a brief talk with the athletic training staff, they'll retreat back towards the Bay Sox dugout. Beavers looks content to play out the rest of this plate appearance. In a 1-2 count with two on and nobody out, Bowie trailing 4-0 here in the top of the fourth. Cuevas climbs the hill once more, off to the first base side of the mound. The next pitch is a line drive over the head of the first baseman Staley into right field for a base hit. Fabian gets the wave around third. Here's the throw from Wood. It's cut off. Judd scores. Basayo up to third on an RBI single from Dylan Beavers. Already his fourth RBI of the week. His 12th this season. Bowie's on the board. It's a 4-1 game. Beavers 3-for-7 this week now as the line continues to move for Bowie. Seeing more of that hard contact against Michael Cuevas. Three consecutive hits lead off the frame. Now here's Max Wagner. arguably the hottest bat in this Bay Sox lineup. Singled his first time up. Righty on righty matchup in the first pitch. Wagner takes fastball outside and starts ahead 1-0. So Beaver stays red hot as Bowie having success here second time through against Cuevas. Wagner has had a sensational week here so far at FNB Field. 5 for his first 10. The next pitch is fouled behind home. And the count's 1-1. Wagner has 5 hits this week, as mentioned. 2 multi-hit games in each of the first 2 contests. A 5-game hitting streak now with a single in the second. All 5 of his hits this week have gone to either center or right field. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down, and it's 1-2. It's been a sore spot for both of these teams, but the Bay Sox in particular here in 2023, hitting with runners in scoring position. Bowie's .218 team average in such scenarios is the lowest in the Eastern League. They've been hitting around .200 each of the last 2 weeks. 1-2 to Wagner. Fastball high, north of the letters. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes now. And sun continues to set here at FNB Field in Harrisburg. The stadium lights have come on. Just a light pink and yellow hue sitting over the skyline with the mountainous Pennsylvania landscape behind. Plenty of bridges and waterways here on the Susquehanna River. Next pitch is a fastball too far outside, and the count goes full here to Max Wagner. Wagner, the number 14 Orioles prospect, his 26th game at AA. Waits the full count offering. And it's a line drive scorched into left center field, racing into the gap. Hassel, he won't get there. It splits the difference and rolls all the way to the wall. Basayo scores. Beavers getting the wave around. Wagner keeps on motoring his way. He's into third base sliding. 2-run triple for Max Wagner in the Bay Sox, right back in the thick of it. 3 across without an out recorded in the fourth. It's a 4-3 game. They've come to life second time through against Michael Cuevas as Wagner records his first triple here at AA in game number 26. He's up to 17 RBIs. And the Bay Sox have made this a 1-run game here in the top of the fourth. And Max Wagner just keeps on punishing baseballs here this week at FNB Field. Now 6-for-11 in the series. Here's John Rhodes. Right-handed bats 0-for-1 today. First pitch is a flare past the shortstop Clough into left field for a base hit. Jam shot will play the same for John Rhodes. RBI single plates Wagner. Bowie has scored 4 straight out of the gate in the fourth to tie the game at 4. What a turnaround from the Bay Sox. 3 straight RBI hits. 5 consecutive hits to open up the frame. And now Joel Hanrahan wants a mound visit. Pitching coach out there for Harrisburg. What a job from the Bay Sox, who had just 1 hit their first time through the lineup. And they've come out swinging against Michael Cuevas here second time through. For Rhodes, he'll take RBI number 68 on the season here in game number 107 for him. The Bay Sox have evened out the numbers here on Michael Cuevas, who we talked about here coming into this one. Does pitch to high contact numbers, an opposing average around .280. This is the fourth time that Bowie's seen him this season, and the hits haven't been hard to come by against him in any of those meetings either. So you think with a lot of familiar bodies, you're bound to come second time through. Here's another one in Dante Williams. 0-for-1 today. Left-handed hitting center fielder takes a called strike, top of the zone. Nothing and one to open. Williams hit a high chopper back to Cuevas, who fielded behind the mound. That was back in the second inning. Third base plays in on the edge of the grass. House. Next pitch to Williams is grounded foul. First base side, and it's nothing and two. But what a bounce back for the Bay Sox. Their backs up against the wall. Bowie needs to win out and needs some help from the Erie Seawolves to prevent Richmond from winning another game if the Bay Sox want to head to the 2023 Eastern League postseason. But first, they have to take care of business here. And after a disastrous bottom of the first, they've responded with a very successful top of the fourth. Next pitch to Williams. Bounces in. Backhanded by Pineda. Able to keep it in front. That'll keep John Rhodes over at first base as the count goes to 1-2 on Williams. 4-game hitting streak for Dante. 18-game on base streak. This is his first action of the week. did not see the lineup in each of the first two games with two left-handed starters on the mound for Harrisburg. Right-hander Cuevas continues on the mound. Fires home the next. Williams bounces another one foul right side, and the count stays at 1-2. Pitch count has climbed quickly on Michael Cuevas, who only had 31 pitches through the first three frames. He's north of 50 now, without an out recorded here in the fourth. Again, the first five Bay Sox all reach via a hit and have tied the game up at 4. 1-2 to Williams, a swing and a miss for strike three. Change up away. It's the fourth strikeout for Cuevas, and finally one out recorded here in the top of the fourth. Runner still at first base, one out, and T.T. Bowens now coming to the dish. With the way the pitch count has climbed, and with Bowie swinging the bat they are right now, there is an arm up and loosening for Harrisburg. First pitch to Bowens. It is called a strike. Just above the knees, nothing in one. T.T.'s 0 for 1 today with a swinging strikeout. Garvin Alston, the left-hander, currently up and throwing in the right field bullpen for Harrisburg. Bowens has homered earlier this week. That was back on Tuesday. 0-1. Right-handed hitting first baseman takes outside. It's gloved on the backhand by Pineda, but his momentum took him up the first baseline. And before he could throw on the brakes, Rhodes, a late takeoff. Wild pitch allows John Rhodes to advance into scoring position. He's at second in a 1-1 count now on T.T. Bowens. Off-speed delivery outside, and the count's 1-1 now with one out. Next pitch. Bowens fouls it straight back. Into the upper level seating. Watch out. Nobody worse for the wear. Just off to the right side of home plate. It's 1-2 now to Bowens. Wave is the right-hander. Pins glove to his left pack. He's now asking for time. He'll step off for a disengagement with Pineda cycling through the signs once again. Rhodes out at second represents go-ahead run for the Bay Sox. As Bowens looks to bring him home, 15 RBIs on the season for Bowens in 44 games. Next pitch, bounces in again. Pineda stabs at it on the backhand with the glove. It's enough to keep it in front as it rolls in front of home plate. Rhodes stays put. The count goes to 2-2. Right-hander back set. Very bent at the knees. High black socks up to the knees. And now time called. Pineda will come out for a mound visit to make sure the two are on the same page as they'll cycle through the signs once again. Just the battery mates meeting on top of the hill right now before Bowen steps back into the box. It's been an inning that has snowballed quickly on the Senators. The Bay Sox have continued trying to pour it on. John Rhodes, RBI single off the two-run triple from Max Wagner. Made it a 4-4 game here in the top of the fourth. 2-2 the count to Bowens as we reset. Right-hander Cuevas on the mound. Infield back, Bowens in the righty box. His back foot just along that chalk line. Right-hander looks back, runner at second, not being held on. Now the 2-2 is low and outside again, and the count fills here to Bowens. Slider low and away, Bowens gets it to a full count. Four strikeouts, no walks so far today for Cuevas. Payoff pitch on the way. Bowens, a swing and a miss. Fastball low in the zone, got the chase. Back-to-back strikeouts for Cuevas. He's got five of them so far tonight. Two outs, go-ahead run, still out in scoring position. And now Anthony Servideo will bat. Eight-hole man in the Bowie lineup is the eighth batter to see the plate in this inning. Servideo's 0 for 1 today with a strikeout. Left-handed hitting second baseman with third base creeping in. That's Brady House. The first pitch is grounded over towards shortstop. Backhanded deep in the hole by Clough, but still has time to set his feet. Charge up a throw to first in time. 6-3 retires Servideo in the side, but not before the Bay Sox bounce back in a big way. First five batters of the inning all hit safely, and they score four runs to tie the game up at 4. On to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, You need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Back here at FNB Field in Harrisburg, bottom of the fourth, the Bay Sox have plated four in the top half of the frame. As they have battled back to tie this one up at four. Connor Gillespie, the right-hander, continues on the mound. The first pitch, Israel Pineda, is launched high in the air. Towards the right side, Basayo, the catcher ranging over, as well as the first baseman, Bowens. It touches down about three rows deep in the seats, and it's nothing in one to open here to Pineda. Bottom third, the Harrisburg lineup coming to the dish, second time through against Gillespie, who has bounced back nicely from what was a very troublesome bottom of the first inning. Harrisburg, almost identically to what Bowie did back in the fourth inning, had the first four batters reach two hits, including a three-run home run from Brady House, made it 4-0 sends. The 0-1 pitch to Pineda is low and outside. Count even now at a ball and a strike. But the Bay Sox, with five consecutive hits to open up the top of the fourth, including a two-run triple from Max Wagner and a game-tying RBI single from John Rhodes, tied the game up at four. Next pitch is fouled straight back. It's 1-2 now to Pineda. Now for Gillespie, one of the big workhorses on this Bowie staff. The key is going to be finding that efficiency. He did have a 1-2-3 frame on just six pitches in the bottom of the third. A suggestion that maybe second time through here he's finding his rhythm. The 1-2 pitch is grounded over towards shortstop. Two hops into the mitt of Gilbert Lara. Running in, now throws on the brakes, and still has time to fire a throw across the first. 6-3 put out is the second of the day for Pineda, who's 0-2. Leadoff man retired in the fourth. One out, the base is empty. Jackson Clough, the batter. That's six in a row retired from Gillespie as he continues to settle in on the mound. Jackson Clough 0-1 today with a swinging strikeout. The first pitch. And the left-handed hitting shortstop takes a fastball inside. 1-0 to open. Gillespie has only allowed a hit by pitch and a single since the three-run home run to Brady House. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. Foul, rather, as it just touches down in front of the catcher, Basayo. Breaking ball low in the zone, and it's 1-1. On the Bay Sox look to go again. Left-hander Garvin Olsen, who had been warming up for Harrisburg, has since sat down. Bowie currently has an arm up and throwing in their pen. Next pitch, Clough. It's called a strike. Fastball that popped in and out of the mid of Basayo. But well, still caught plenty of the outer third of the zone. 1-2 of the left-hander. Bay Sox have their own lefty up and throwing. As the next is fouled straight back to the screen. High fastball. Count stays at 1-2. With Gillespie, of course, having the pitch count climbing. He's north of 60 pitches now here in the fourth. Connor, as mentioned, has been a big workhorse for the Bay Sox. Pitch count hasn't been too much of a concern for him in the grand scheme of things this year, especially after a 29-pitch first. He's able to settle in and give some length here. Bowie will certainly take that. 1-2. Grounded on the right side. And a couple hops. It's into the mid of the second baseman, Servideo. Fields out to his left and flings over to first for 3. And now 2 down. Bases remain empty as the nine-hole man in the Harrisburg lineup comes up to the plate, Murphy Staley. Right-handed hitting first baseman Staley was hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance of the series back in the second. First pitch, and Gillespie has a fastball nestled into the top of the zone for a called strike, nothing and one. It's Trey Magoo, the left-hander, warming for the Bay Sox. Gillespie's 0-1. He is grounded hard but foul, left side. Quickly, nothing and two. Connor looks for back-to-back 1-2-3 frames. If he could get Bowie back into the dugout in a tie game after what the Bay Sox did in the last half inning, you really feel momentum start to turn in favor of the visitors here. 0-2, two outs, nobody on. Sun continuing to set here at FMB Field in a tie game, bottom of the fourth. Gillespie, couple of shoulder shrugs, now deals out of the windup. It's a line drive to second, but it's straight at Anthony Servideo. Was playing slightly pinched up the middle. It has had to take a couple gallops out to his left before he reeled in the baseball. Back-to-back 1-2-3 frames for Gillespie. We're on to the fifth, a 4-4 game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right at the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Fifth inning here from FMB Field in Harrisburg. Gilbert Lara set the lead off for Bowie. His 9-1-2 comes to the plate against Michael Cuevas. 4-4 game. The first pitch to Lara is a called strike. Nothing in one. Both starters still continuing despite taxing innings on the both of them. Next pitch is a swing and a miss from Lara. Quickly nothing in two. Bay Sox shortstop batting in the right-handed box is already 0-for-1 today. He grounded out the second his first time up. 0-2 pitch, and Lara bounces it foul. Left side, and the count stays. So the Senators, after getting a arm back down in the last half frame and bringing Michael Cuevas back out here, the right-handed starter, it's the lefty again, Garvin Alston, who starts to warm in their bullpen. 0-2 pitch, Lara takes down low. One ball and two strikes. Alston was warming in that last frame. That was an onslaught from the top of the Bowie lineup, scheduled to hit after Lara here. His lineup card will flip over for Judd Fabian. Lara grounds the next pitch foul behind home plate. Count stays at 1-2. The Bay Sox have responded from a 4-run hole they sustained in the bottom of the first to tie the game with four of their own in the top of the fourth. 1-2 pitch. Lara watches down low a fastball. Two balls and two strikes. So now we sit in the fifth. Brand new game, 2-2. Line drive towards center field. Hassel running into the right center alleyway. Has enough speed to close it down and make the catch as he loses his bright red cap. Ran hard off to his left laterally and reached out the left glove hand before reeling it in. Lara hit it hard but is retired for the first out of the fifth inning. That does flip over the lineup card. Cuevas. He's going to stay in here to face at least the top of the lineup a third time through. Judd Fabian's 1-for-2 today. Singled and scored as part of the 4-run fourth, the first pitch. And Fabian watches called strike. It's nothing and one. fastball that just grabbed the inside edge at 90 miles an hour. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fabian takes the bat head off his shoulder, but keeps the beige twig back. On a breaking ball down, it's 1-1 now. 15 home runs here for Fabian at the AA level so far. Did have a solo home run in last night's game. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Slider low and away, and it's 1-2. That's 15 home runs for Fabian, coming just 61 AA contests. Open stance. Hands clenched close to his black jersey top, just below the shoulder. 1-2 is a called strike three. Fabian knew it right away. Fastball dots up the outside edge. It's the sixth strikeout for Michael Cuevas. And there's two down here in the fifth. Bases empty with Samuel Basayo stepping up to the plate. He's hit the ball hard twice off of Cuevas in his many plate appearances. Left-handed hitting catchers 1-for-2 today. First pitch bounces in. Won't get a chase on a changeup, will Cuevas, as the count goes to 1-0. Basayo lined out hard to the first baseman, Murphy Staley, who's protecting the line behind the bag now. The next pitch is inside, a ball, 2-0. And then hammered a single to the right side between second and first base, back in the fourth, came around to score. The 2-0 pitch. Basayo, another hard hit ground ball. This one sneaks up the middle, past the mound for another base hit. Samuel Basayo has picked up right where he left off in high A. A 7-game hitting streak that saw him hit over 500. He has 3 hits in his first 2 AA games. He's 3-for-7 at the new level overall, as 2 singles tonight have him standing on first base with 2 outs, representing go-ahead run with Dylan Beavers stepping into the left-handed batter's box. 1-for-2 today. Beavers, a single his last time up. He takes fastball high, and it's 1-0. Now you're starting to get to the part of the Bowie lineup that's scary. When you look at the way Max Wagner's hit the ball on deck and just what Beavers has documented the last 2 months. Next pitch is a fastball. Zips well high north of the brim of the helmet. Left-handed hitting outfielder, it's 2-0. Again, Beavers hit north of 340 in his debut month at the AA level. Highest in the Orioles system. He hit 379 in the month of July with High A Aberdeen. 2-0. Called a strike. Fastball over the outside edge, it's 2-1. He has posted those numbers with maybe a little sacrifice of some of the power that he displayed late in his college days at Cal. But the power has also started to come back for Dylan. Big 2-run home run last night. He gets 2 his last 4 games at the AA level. Next pitch is called a strike, a breaking ball. Throw back down to first. Basayo's in standing. Attempted back pick from Israel Pineda. But by the time Staley had laid down the tag, Basayo was already standing on the first base bag. Breaking ball, though, does grab the zone to Beavers. It makes it a 2-2 count. 2 outs, runner on first, 4-4 game, top of the fifth. Bowie trying to rally to take the lead. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball is popped up. Shallow center field. Hassel still has to take a couple of paces back, but he makes the catch in straightaway center for the final out of the inning. 2 out single, left stranded. Still 4-4 as we go to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When work days are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Well, bottom of the fifth inning here at FNB Field in Harrisburg, and this game has quickly turned into a wild one. 4-4. Bay Sox rallying from an early 4-0 deficit to tie the game up. Bay Sox become the first team to dig into their bullpen tonight as Trey McGough, left-hander, will take over. He'll face the top of the lineup. Two lefties scheduled to hit for Harrisburg. One of those is Robert Hassel III. Left-handed hitting outfielder has reached in both plate appearances tonight. The first pitch from the lefty McGough is bounced up the middle. It squeaks past the second baseman Anthony Servideo for a base hit. Softly hit ground ball. They got some carry on the infield. That's just how it's been for Robert Hassel this week. He's 6-for-10 now on the weekend, has reached base 8 times. It's been a big table setter atop the lineup for Harrisburg, and the leadoff man reaches here in the bottom of the fifth to introduce Trey McGough. Day is done for Connor Gillespie after 4 frames. His final line in a moment as McGough now takes over for Bowie. Here's Dylan Cruz. 0-for-1 today. He walked and scored back in the first. Right-handed bat against the left-handed arm. The first pitch, a fastball, zips north of the letters, and it's 1-0 to open. McGough has had just one outing with Bowie so far. He was back last week against New Hampshire on Saturday. Went 2 scoreless innings, and because of the game being shortened due to rain in the vicinity, lightning and rain that caused the game to go into a 28-minute delay before being called in the bottom of the eighth inning, McGough was the winning pitcher. Bowie had taken the lead just before him stepping on the mound, and then his 2 scoreless frames gave him a 1-0 mark here with Bowie. McGough does pose plenty of double-A experience. More on that after the 2-0 here to Cruz. It's low. Count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. He's a 6'2", 200-pound right-hander, a 12th-round selection in 2019 out of West Virginia, but he's required in the Rule 5 draft from the Orioles. From the Pirates organization by the Orioles. So McGough had made his way all the way up to AAA Indianapolis for injury. It sidelined him as a 3-0 to Cruz is called a strike. Fastball did grab the top of the zone, so he'll have to retreat back into the right-handed box as the count goes to 3-1. And McGough saw action with AAA Indianapolis in April of 2022. Then injury sidelined him, and being eligible in the minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft was picked up by Baltimore in the second round. 3-1 pitch is inside for ball 4. Second walk drawn by Dylan Cruz tonight. And again, these troublesome bats atop the Harrisburg lineup. Starting to put something together here for the Senators in the bottom half of the fifth. 2 on, nobody out for James Wood. First walk for McGough. 3rd overall for Bay Sox pitching. Now here's James Wood. Final line on Connor Gillespie. 4 innings, 4 runs, all of them earned on 3 hits. 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. He did hit a batter as well. In total, Gillespie threw 65 pitches, 42 of them for strikes. Left-handed hitting right fielder James Wood steps in. 1-for-2 day, an RBI single, and a run scored in the first. First pitch of the lefty-on-lefty matchup is a fastball. Center cut for strike 1. Wood taking all the way. He flew out to left field his last time up. Left-hander sets at the belt, looks back, runner at second, not being held on. The 0-1 pitch is hammered down the left field line. Plenty of slice on it, but it falls down in fair territory. Nestles its way all the way into the left field corner as Hassel scores. Cruz right behind him. A 2-run double from James Wood in Harrisburg has taken the lead back. First 3 reach here in the fifth, and the 2-run double from Wood makes it 6-4 Senators. Eighteenth double for Wood, up to 52 RBIs now through 84 games. Harrisburg has the lead back, and now Brady House will bat. House is 1-for-2 today, a 3-run opposite field home run back at the first. Wood takes off with the pitch, but it's fouled back, nothing at 1. Wood had a very good jump out at second base, had third base pretty much all of it stolen. But a fastball center cut to Brady House. Too good for him to lay off. The count's nothing and 1. House ambushed the first pitch for his 3-run homer back in the first. He also flown out to right field. He's hit the ball the opposite way both times. 0-1 is a swing and a miss. Change up down, and it's nothing and 2. House's home run was a titanic shot, his third at the double-A level. He's really heated up as of late. So Magoe's looking for a first down here in the fifth. The 0-2 bounces in, blocked by Basayo. Easy take for House, and it's one ball and two strikes. House's home run went 406 feet back in the first inning. It hit off the bar in the picnic area out in right field that just sits at the base of the big video board at FMB Field. Anytime you're challenging a video board in a minor league ballpark, you know you've hit the ball far. 1-2. House pops it up. Shallow left field. Lara, the shortstop's racing out. The left fielder Fabian comes in after the two had converged on a very similar ball in the second inning. Fabian this time makes a more routine catch behind Lara for the first out of the frame. Runner still out at second as Yohandy Morales will now bat. Morales is 0-2 today. Ground ball out and a pop out. He's 0-2. Right-handed bat against the left-handed arm Magoe. The first pitch. Swing and a miss. Magoe blazed the fastball past him. Up in the zone, and it's nothing in one. Just a second double-A game for Morales. A very young Harrisburg team. Infield all the way back for Bowie. Wood out at second base with an aggressive lead. The next pitch is popped foul right side out of play. Nothing in two. Two position players in the lineup tonight for Harrisburg, three of them overall on their roster, are from this most recent draft class to give you an idea of how quickly the Nationals have been working a lot of their bats up to double A. Got Dylan Cruz, who's already scored twice today. Andrew Pinckney's on the bench tonight for Harrisburg, and then Morales, all drafted in 2023. 0-2 pitch is too far down, and it's one ball and two strikes. You add on James Wood and Robert Hassel, who have made quick ascensions up to double-A since being traded over from the Padres organization. Brady House as well. He was drafted out of high school, still just 21. Next pitch. Misses down again. Two balls and two strikes. They've been very quick to get the bats up here to double-A, but have certainly left them stay here for a while to battle some of those struggles. Cruz was batting sub-200 coming into today. Hassel, a .220 average on the season. Woods showed some strikeout troubles as well. But they've certainly let them figure it out. And Harrisburg the last 2 weeks has seen an uptick in their offense because of it. 2-2 misses outside, and now a full count to Morales. So Magoe continues to work on the mound for Bowie, a left-hander up and warming in the Harrisburg pen again. It's Garvin Alston. See if he sees action finally in this sixth inning. As the payoff pitch, it swung on and just fouled back. Off the mid of Basayo, Morales gets just enough to stay alive. Magoe hasn't seen a ton of action this season, just 16 and two-thirds overall. He saw 14 and two-thirds of rehab between single-A Delmarva and high-A Aberdeen through August. 3-2 pitch. He is down for ball four. Two walks in this inning for Magoe. Still just one out recorded. There's two on with one out. Trey Lipscomb will be the batter. Right-handed hitting, Lipscomb's 0-2 today. He's gone down looking on strikes both times. Infield back for the Bay Sox. The first pitch, time was called prior by the catcher Basayo. So no pitch here to Lipscomb. Again, you got to remember, this is the first time that Samuel Basayo has worked with a lot of these arms. Maybe saw a little bit of Magoe in high-A Aberdeen. But Connor Gillespie's been with the Bay Sox all season. First pitch here is called a strike. Lipscomb wasn't too happy about it as a fastball. Or it's the lower portion of the zone, it's nothing in one. Always tough for battery mates to get on the same page that initial time, and maybe we've seen a little bit of that tonight. 0-1. Hit on the ground, hard towards third. Wagner out to his left, snares down low, throws to second for one. On to first, the throw goes wide, and cuts underneath the glove of T.T. Bowens. That'll allow Wood to score from third. And what'll go down as an error on the throw from Anthony Servideo. So 5-4 races Morales for the second now. Lipscomb reaches, advances to second. E4 allows an unearned run to score. It's the third of the frame for the Senators. They're up 7-4 here in the bottom of the fifth. It'll be a straight E4. Two bases, as now up to second goes Lipscomb. And Harrisburg has their lead back to three runs. Here's Israel Pineda. First pitch, swing and a miss. Off speed just above the knees, and it's nothing in one. All that work that Bowie had done to tie the game up. Undone due to this tough top of the lineup for Harrisburg, and another self-inflicted wound on the error. Next pitch, grounded foul. Off the front end of the Bay Sox dugout, nothing in two. Couple of errors led to a couple of unearned runs scored by Harrisburg in last night's game. Errors were something that were a big problem for the Bay Sox at times this season. At one point, they had sat bottom of the Eastern League in terms of defensive efficiency. They had done well to battle that issue here in the second half, but last couple of nights, it has played a factor. 0-2-2 outs. Here's the pitch. Pineda watches just low. Twitched the hips, but kept the bat head back. On an off-speed pitch down, it's 1-2. Go looking to get out of this first inning of relief. Pitch count has climbed on him. He's at 24 right now. The 1-2. Outside of fastball, two balls and two strikes. Nobody up and throwing for Bowie as it stands right now. Mago still just one pitch away from getting out of the frame. As the Senators have plated three here in the bottom of the fifth to take the lead back 7-4. 2-2 pitch. High again, off speed. Changeup wouldn't break, and it's now 3-2 to Pineda. Runner out at second base is Lipscomb. He reached on the error by Anthony Servideo to extend the inning. Three balls, two strikes, 2 outs to Pineda. He's 0-2 today. Pitch home is low for ball four. Go couldn't get the chase. His third walk of the inning. And now two on with 2 outs for Jackson Clough. Just 2 innings after the Bay Sox sent 8 men to the plate, Harrisburg is going to do the same. Two on with 2 out, and armed up and throwing now for the Bay Sox. Forrest Terman comes out for a mound visit. Connor Loprich, the right-hander, is the one up and throwing in the Bowie bullpen. Can catch up on what's going on around the rest of the Eastern League here while this mound visit takes place. It is not looking promising for Bowie regardless. It's the top of the eighth in Erie right now, and the Richmond Flying Squirrels up 7-0 at UPMC Park. So Richmond is just 6 outs away. Make it 5 outs away. No, it's 6 outs away. It's the top of the eighth. One man down from punching their ticket to the postseason. Elsewhere, it's scoreless in Akron between Altoona, the Curve, and the Rubber Ducks, bottom of the fifth. 5-3, Hartford leads in Portland, bottom of the seventh. Scoreless in the top of the seventh in Binghamton as well between the Fightins and the Rumble Ponies. 3-2, Somerset leads New Hampshire on the road, top of the fifth. Mound visit has concluded. Here's Jackson Clough on an 0-2 day, the left-handed hitting shortstop. First pitch is a called strike. Slider just sits over the inside edge, and it's nothing in one to Clough. 0-1 pitch. And Clough hits it hard but foul. Just parallel to the first baseline. It's nothing in two. On the go has had a couple of opportunities here with two strikes. He's gotten ahead of the batter now, Clough. Just looking for an end man here in this fifth inning. It's been a game of the big inning right now. Won the Bay Sox trail 7-4. The 0-2's fought off foul. Clough spoils a pitch over the outside edge, a slider. Count stays. Again, a win might not be enough for the Bay Sox when you look at what's going on in Erie right now, but they would need a victory to keep any mathematical playoff chances alive at the very least. 0-2. Fastball high. 1-2. Sun is set here at FMB Field. Pennsylvania skyline has dissipated beyond a thick sheet of black. Sits over the backdrop here at the ballpark with the stadium lights on. 1-2 pitch. Fastball. Maybe a little high? I don't know. Looked like he could have grabbed the top of the zone, but it's 2-2 here to Clough. That high strike hasn't been there as consistently tonight from Joseph Belangio. Sits behind home plate. Either way, Magoo, the pitch count has continued to climb for him. He's at 32 through his first frame of work. 2-2, 2-2. Two on for Harrisburg as Bowie trails 7-4 in the bottom of the fifth. Long pause before Magoo sets at the belt. Lifts glove high overhead and then resets just below the waist. Next pitch is a called strike three. Curveball sat middle and froze Clough. Magoo picks up his first strikeout. Damage has been done by the Senators. They played three in the inning to retake the lead. Bowie trails 7-4. As we head to the sixth, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At Luminous Health, we're covering all the bases when it comes to scheduling your healthcare appointments. Services like primary care, orthopedics, physical therapy, and imaging are available to book online from your phone, tablet, or computer. We'll help you find an appointment at a location and time that works for you. Because at Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Visit luminoushealth.org. That's LUMINIS health.org to schedule today.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland. The real estate company of choice.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Sixth inning from FMB Field in Harrisburg. The Bay Sox have some work to do once again. Dug their way out of a four-run hole with a four-run top of the fourth after three plated in the bottom of the fifth by the Senators. Bowie trails 7-4. It's a fresh arm on the mound for Harrisburg as they dip into their bullpen for the first time today. Garvin Alston will take over. Left-hander set to face two righties and a lefty to bat in this frame. Starts with the cleanup man, Max Wagner. Wagner's working on a two-for-two day. He singled and tripled, drove in a pair. Takes the first pitch for ball one. Fastball just high to open up Wagner. Next pitch, check swing. It's called a strike. Bottom of the zone, a fastball that time. Evens the count at 1-1. So as Alston takes over with his 2-4 record, 4.92 ERA in 43 appearances, 56 2/3 innings. Next pitch from the lefty is a fastball. High again to Wagner. It's 2-1. 31 earned runs allowed in those 56 2/3 frames for Alston. 25 walks, 41 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting him at a 296 clip. Another high contact arm for Bowie to try to take advantage of. As the next pitch to Wagner is popped up. Shallow right field. Racing out's the first baseman, and it's off the glove of Staley. Had to run with his back to the infield, flip the glove underhand. A very above average effort as it kicked off his webbing. It's going to be scored as a base hit. Third hit of the game for Max Wagner. He already has three consecutive multi-hit games this week. He's 7-for-12 in the series. He's aboard as a leadoff base runner here in the sixth. Leadoff man aboard. Here's John Rhodes. Right-handed bat against the left-handed arm. He takes the first pitch high, and it's 1-0. Rhodes capped off the rally for Bowie in the fourth inning. The last time the Bay Sox were able to put some runs up, down by a handful here to Harrisburg. A jam shot single that flared into left field. tied the game up at four. Plated Wagner over from third base after his two-run triple. Pickoff throw to first. A good move from Alston as he separates the legs and fires a quick toss over, but Wagner is back standing. Bowie trails by three. Nobody out. And the Bay Sox trying to launch a similar rally here. It's been a crazy game so far tonight. Next pitch to Rhodes is scalded into center field. Hassel misjudged for a minute, then took a couple paces to his right and is able to eat up the ground and make the catch. 105 miles an hour off the bat of John Rhodes, a fastball low in the zone. Unfortunately, it was stung right at the center fielder for the Senators. He's retired for the first out of the frame. Wagner back to first base, and now Dante Williams will bat. Williams is 0 for 2 today, the left-handed hitting center fielder. First pitch from the lefty Alston. He has a called strike. Slider snaps at the top of the zone. It's nothing in one. Brady House, the third baseman, plays off the line even with the bag at third. Middle infield pinch back to try to turn two. Bowie's already hit into one double play tonight. Next pitch to Williams is popped foul. Gets underneath a fastball and spins it out of play on the left side. It's nothing in two. Oh, big day all around the Orioles system here. When you talk about the Bay Sox trying to keep their slender postseason hopes alive, it's also a big week for the Baltimore Orioles in terms of their outlook on the AL East. They're hosting second-place Tampa Bay Rays for four games this weekend at Camden Yards. 0-2 to Williams. He's just outside. One ball and two strikes now. Coming into today in the AL East, Baltimore led Tampa Bay by two games, but they currently trail 3-1 right now in the bottom of the third. Three runs in the top of the third for Tampa, giving them the lead after an early Ryan O'Hearn home run. Next pitch to Williams. He's just too far inside a fastball. No chase, and it's 2-2. Of course, plenty of hype surrounding that series for Baltimore in the grand scheme of things, what it can mean for their season. Also got a fresh face called up today. Esten Kerstad gets promoted to the major league ranks as Williams grounds a jam shot foul. Rolls it over towards first base as the count stays at 2-2. Kerstad, of course, played the 2 months here with the Bay Sox, first two of the 2023 season. He's not officially made his major league debut yet, and he hasn't entered the game, not in the lineup tonight. But a well-deserved honor for Heston. 2-2 to Williams. Popped out of play again. Left side. Count stays once more. Fights like these are what's made Dante Williams so good for the Bay Sox in the last 2 months. Second highest average on base percentage of the team, just behind Dylan Beavers. We've already talked about the numbers that Beavers has been able to put up. He led the Eastern League in on-base percentage in the month of August. 2-2 pitch. Just a swing and a miss. That time the slider from Alston got Williams as it broke over the outside edge. First strikeout for the left-hander. Two down here in the sixth. Wagner's still on first base with his leadoff single. Now T.T. Bowens will bat. 0-for-2 day with a couple of strikeouts. Bowens, right-handed arm against the left-handed, right-handed bat against the left-handed arm. Picking off throw to first, and Wagner's back standing. First pitch to Bowens. Fastball inside nearly hits him. Has to back out of the way. 91 inside, and it's 1-0 to open. Bowens has been a big bat throughout his professional career when it comes to hitting left-handed pitching. Could be a big scenario for him here to help Bowie get some runs back. As the 1-0. Big wave and a miss. Change up down, and it's 1-1. Bowens a career average over 300. Against left-handed pitching. He homered earlier this week for his only hit of the series so far. It was a solo bomb off Dustin Sines, another left-hander. One ball, one strike, two outs to pitch. Another swing and a miss. Another fading changeup out of the hands of Alston. The count goes to 1-2. Alston sets slightly off to the first base side. The next is chopped foul off of home plate. Still 1-2 to Bowens. Alston squares his hips, closes off his front shoulder, almost steady square to the first base bag for kicking and firing home. It's all lanky left-hander. Removes some dirt from his spikes off the back of the mound before resetting. Bowen's in the righty box. An open stance. Legs very wide and slightly bent at the knees. Long pause here before the 1-2 pitch. And it's too far inside again. Fastball command has not been there from Garvin Alston in this frame. As Bowen's in a 2-2 count. Bay Sox are looking to respond from a 3 spot from the Senators in the bottom of the 5th. They trail 7-4. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss for strike 3. Another off-speed delivery got Bowens as Alston collects back-to-back strikeouts. He gets scoreless through the top of the 6th. On to the bottom half, Bowie trails 7-4. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey everyone, Matt Sabatis here with a special message from Fans for the Cure. 1 in every 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. But early detection results in the least invasive treatments and the best outcomes. Men, have a conversation with your doctor about the testing for PSA. It's a simple blood test. For more information about getting screened for prostate cancer, go to fansforthecure.org. That's fansforthecure.org.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Ellis. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Bottom of the 6th inning here at FMB Field in Harrisburg. 9-1-2 scheduled to bat for the Senators as the Bay Sox trail 7-4. Trey Magoe, the left-hander, will continue on the mound for Bowie, a second inning of relief, with Murphy Staley, right-handed bat, nestling into the righty box. First pitch from Magoe. He has called a strike. Fastball, top of the zone. It's nothing and one to start. Magoe continues after a tough go of it in the 5th inning. Couple of walks, an error made behind him didn't help. Big two-run double from James Wood gave the Senators the lead before they would add on one more. Next pitch, out of the zone of fastball, and the count's even at a ball and a strike. Staley's 0-for-1 today. Lined out to the second baseman his last time up, was also hit by a pitch. Catcher takes time to readjust his protective gear here. That second pitch was actually called a strike to Staley. The count goes to nothing and two. Here's the next. Bounces in. Basayo blocks. 1-2. So Magoe on for a second inning of relief. No action in that Bay Sox bullpen. So he continues to get valuable work on his long road to recovery. The 1-2 pitch. Staley, a check swing. Leaves the pitch down. It catches the home plate umpire, Joe Belangia, after escaping through the wickets of Samuel Basayo. Quick hop, skip, and a jump from the home plate umpire, but he's able to walk it off relatively pain-free. They lead a thankless job sometimes in terms of how physically demanding it is, in addition to the nature of it. 2-2 here to Staley, the next pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with the downstairs off-speed as Magoe, back-to-back strikeouts dating back to the 5th inning. He's got 2 of them now tonight. One down here in the 6th. Then I'll bring up the top of the lineup in Robert Hassel III. Hassel has been nearly impossible to retire this week for the Bay Sox. First pitch to the left-handed hitting center fielder is called a strike. Center cut fastball, and it's nothing and one. Hassel's 2-for-2 today. He's walked, singled twice, and scored twice. Next pitch. He is too far outside, and now it's 1-1. He's 6-for-10 this week, and he's reached base in 8 of his plate appearances. He has just always seemingly had the Bay Sox number this season. 1-1 pitch. Called strike again. Outer third this time with the fastball. It's 1-2 to Hassel. Hitting over 290, close to 300 now against Bowie this season, when overall Hassel's numbers are just a tick above 220. Sitting 223 through 103 games entering today. On base numbers that have sat around 316, but his on base percentage against Bowie is now up above 370. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good start to this sixth inning from Trey Magoe. Slider outside gets Hassel. Three consecutive strikeouts. 2 outs and the base is empty now for Dylan Cruz. So Magoe looking for a big bounce back here with a 1-2-3 frame. He'll face Cruz. 0-for-1 today, but he has drawn 2 walks and scored both times. Right-handed bat against the left-handed arm. He'll take the first pitch inside and start ahead 1-0. As mentioned, Magoe just looking for valuable innings as he continues to get back to his best. Next pitch is high in the zone. 2-0 now. Was taken from the Pittsburgh organization, as mentioned, in that Rule 5 draft. Started early in 2022 in AAA after being sidelined in a long recovery process as the 2-1 to Cruz is called a strike. He didn't pick back a ball back up on the mound in a game until earlier in August of this year. 2-1 bounces in. It's 3-1 now to Cruz. Eventually needed to get Tommy John surgery at the tail end of the time with his Pirates organization. 2 outs, 3-1 count, base is empty. Here's the pitch. And it's just off the plate for ball 4. Cruz lifted his arms out of the way of an off-speed delivery. And just missed the inside edge. Third time that Dylan Cruz has walked today. It's the fourth walk for Magoe, and it brings up James Wood. This year's number 2 overall pick has continued to see the ball better this week for Harrisburg. He's on first base with 2 down as Wood steps in on the back of a big day in his own regard. 2-for-3, he has 3 RBIs, the first pitch. This is just too far inside a breaking ball. It's 1-0 to open. Left-handed hitting right fielder Wood. Singled home run in the first. Doubled home 2 to give Harrisburg the lead in the fifth. He scored himself both times reaching base. Next pitch, called strike. Slider floats into the top of the zone, and it's 1-1. Another good crowd on hand here at FMB Field tonight. Announced attendance just north of 3,200. The next, and Wood fights it off into center field. Late stumble from Williams trying to close the gap, and it falls in for a base hit. Servideo, the second baseman, racing out, couldn't get it either. As Cruz gets to send around third, the throw comes in, and the tag's in time. Heck of a play from Anthony Servideo, not to give up on it, on a flare single from James Wood. Races out into shallow right field with a stumble from the center fielder, Dante Williams. Picks up the ball, a strong throw in to Basayo, and they lay down the tag on Cruz trying to score from first. Keeps Harrisburg off the board in the sixth. Bowie trails 7-4 as we head to the seventh. Matt Sabatis will take you the rest of the way. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack!
when I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
Wolfman Jack.
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Bottom of the seventh inning here at F&B Field as Bowie needs to come from behind once again. They had trailed 4-0, tied the game at 4, and after they had done so, held for just about an inning and a half, fell behind 7-4. Anthony Servideo leads off, 8-9-1 set to bat for Bowie against Garvin Alston. First pitch. Fastball misses outside. It's 1-0 to start. After Servideo, Gilbert Lara and Judd Fabian will bat. Servideo is 0-2. Bottom four in the Bowie lineup have failed to collect a hit so far, a combined 0-10. As the next pitch in from Alston is flinched on down and in, count goes to 2-0. Servideo struck out swinging back in the third, rounded out to the shortstop back in the fourth. The sun is set. The lights are on here at F&B Field. The wind still carrying slightly out towards center, a little left center, as the next pitch is called for strike high. 2-1 now, but the Bay Sox going down quietly this evening. Less so in their processes. Of course, they've scored 4 runs, but more so in watching things from afar as the 2-1 pitch is fouled off left side. 2-2. It was a long shot for the Bay Sox to make the playoffs. That much is very true, as Bowie needed to go 4-0 to finish out the regular season while hoping for an 0-4 finish from the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Does not seem to happen, as the next pitch misses high. Count goes to 3-2 here on Anthony Servideo. In the bottom of the ninth, in Erie, it's a 7-1 Richmond lead at UPMC Park. Squirrels had scored 3 runs in the sixth and 4 in the eighth before the Seawolves had even gotten their only run across. 3-2 pitch here, and Servideo swings and misses for strike 3. That's 3 straight strikeouts for Garvin Alston, all 3 of his punchouts today. He's got 9, or rather the Senators have 9 total as a staff, and there's 1 away here to start the seventh as Alston has retired 4 consecutive batters. Seawolves have bases empty with 1 out in the bottom of the ninth inning as they try to mount a game-saving comeback for the Bay Sox. First pitch to Gilbert Lara is lined up the left side, a fair ball into the corner, and Lara will take an easy cruise into second base with a 1-out double here for the Bay Sox. Hits in back-to-back games for Lara, 5 of his last 6 now for Bowie, and the Bay Sox have a runner in scoring position for the top of the lineup to try and do something with. Breaking ball inside, and Lara was able to just keep it up the line enough. It was a little bit low to help him avoid pulling it too far up the line. He did have a batted ball earlier in this game that could have touched down in the corner without a little bit of pull. It eventually came in foul. Here's Judd Fabian. First pitch into the right-hander, and Fabian watches outside for a called strike. Count opens up at 0-1. A little bit of action in the Bowie bullpen. Connor Loprich is getting loose. You can see him coming in for the 7th and 8th innings. And with Bowie down by 3, they might not need a pitcher for the 9th. Next pitch, swung on and missed down. It's already 0-2 here on Judd Fabian, who's 1-for-3. Single and a run scored back in the 4th inning. He grounded out to 3rd to start the game. Struck out looking back in the 6th. Alston holds ball in glove, pressed up against his shoulder before bringing in the pitching hand up against the left shoulder now. The next, Called strike three. Change up on the outside half. Fabian down looking on just three pitches. They get four strikeouts for Garvin Olsen against just seven batters seen. 10 total punchouts for Harrisburg Arms. And now Samuel Basayo with two gone here in the seventh inning. Two for 3 day for Basayo. First pitch, and the lefty smokes a liner fair. Out toward right field. Lara is going to get the wheel around as it's picked in right by Wood. Sent home late. RBI single for Samuel Basayo. His first here in AA. And the Bay Sox get one back. It's 7-5. And I tell you, he's making some great contact. We'd love to see the pop. They've got a street out there past the video board in right field. See if he can hit that street sometime this week. Now, Andre, let's turn up the... Do you recognize this? That was Dylan Beavers' walk-up song that they have here on the road. First pitch into Beavers is swung on and missed outside. It's nothing and one to start. You don't recognize that theme music, Andre.
I feel like I'm going to be kicking myself when you tell me
you,
what this is.
It is before your time. I know it is, but just barely before your time. As the 0-1 is called for strike on the inside edge, it's nothing and two. The Nicktoon, the Angry Beavers.
I remember that now.
Did you ever watch that one?
Very, very vaguely. I can't tell you if I actually watched it, but there's a locked memory of that.
I can't remember the other Beaver's name. I remember one of them was named Daggett.
How did I know Leave It to Beaver, but not that?
Daggett and Norbert. That's it. Here's the 0-2. Outside to Beavers, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. I think they did play the Leave It to Beaver theme earlier in the game as well. Again, we talked about this earlier this week, too, is that Harrisburg, they do a lot of fun things when it comes to their in-game production that a lot of teams, even Bowie, don't do when it comes to opposing players' music and walk-up songs. They keep the fans interactive, even when the opposing team is up to bat. 1-2 pitch misses down and in, and it's two balls and two strikes. Runner at first, two away, the 2-2. And Beavers watches it miss up and away. Count runs full. 1-for-3 day for Dylan. RBI single and a run scored in the fourth inning. The Bay Sox kicked off the fourth with five consecutive base hits. But then three straight outs spoiled the opportunity for them to take their first lead of the night. And now they trail by two. Payoff pitch. Beavers pops it foul out of play left side. Back-to-back walks in the bottom of the ninth inning have given the Seawolves a little bit of light up at UPMC Park, but it's still a six-run Richmond lead with one out. Who needs a miracle? Both here and in the northwest corner of the state. Basayo takes off again as the 3-2 is popped up on the infield. Right side to foul ground now. The first baseman Staley is there, reaches back over, nearly collides with his pitcher. But makes the catch. Two-out RBI single by Samuel Basayo for his first RBI in AA. As we stretch here at FNB Field, we trails by two. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capitol Gold WNEV.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
On to the bottom of the seventh inning here at FNB Field. The Bay Sox trailing by two. Bring a new pitcher onto the hill. Connor Lopridge takes over. Replaces Trey Magoe, who had a tough, potentially final outing here in 2023. Two innings, three runs, two earned. On three hits, three strikeouts, and four walks. Lopridge will face 4, 5, and 6 in the Harrisburg line, starting with Brady House, as the first pitch in is bounced up the middle of base hit. That is the second consecutive Bowie reliever that has given up a single up the middle on the very first pitch he has thrown. Magoe gave up a single to Robert Hassel to start the fifth inning, kicking off a three-run frame, as Magoe allowed a two-run double to James Wood before he recorded an out. That took it from a 4-4 game to a 6-4 game, as Bowie now trails 7-5. Here's Yohandy Morales. First pitch, and he wants his fastball missed down and away. Count starts out at 1-0. That's the second hit of the day for House, including his three-run home run back in the first inning. Morales is 0-2 with a walk. He's got a ground out, a fly out. He walked back in the fifth. Next pitch is called for strike on the inside edge of curveball as Morales curled out of the way of it. Ball had broke back in toward the plate, and Morales is a little bit surprised. Here's the 1-1 from Lopridge. High fly out toward deep center field. Williams running back, and it's going to get over his head. Bounces off the top of the wall as Williams tumbles backward. Morales gets caught up a little bit between first and second base, partly because House couldn't go too far past first base. It'll be a double as House advances to third. It's not a good start for any Bowie pitcher so far this evening. All three Bowie hurlers have allowed the first two batters they've seen to reach safely before they've recorded an out. Connor Gillespie allowed the first four batters he saw to reach safely. Walk, walk, single, three-run home run. Trey Magoe allowed the first three on single, walk, two-run double. And now here's Trey Lipscomb with second and third, no one out. First pitch, and Lipscomb fouls it behind home. That starts out at nothing and one. An 0-for-3 day for Lipscomb. He struck out twice, reached on a fielder's choice and error that extended the fifth inning. Made one of the runs on Trey Magoe unearned. Connor Lopridge, a 6'3", 215-pound right-hander, traded to Baltimore from Pittsburgh in 2020, fires the 0-1, and it misses down and away. One ball and one strike now. Orioles got him for cash considerations. On the season for Bowie, Lopridge has 33 appearances, a 4-2 record, a 4.83 ERA, 50 and one-thirds innings, 55 strikeouts, 17 walks. He's allowed six homers, four of them to left-handed batters, as the 1-1 is lined to left field. Fabian's right there, but it'll score a run as the left fielder makes the catch and fires the ball to third base to try and get the back end runner. House is able to tag and score, giving Harrisburg their three-run lead again. It's 8-5. Sack fly for Lipscomb is his 44th RBI of the season. And now here's Israel Pinedo with a runner at second and one away. Lopridge making his first appearance of the series, coming off of a season's worst day in New Hampshire. Against New Hampshire in Bowie, you get the point. It's the only appearance he made in the series with the Fisher Cats. As the first pitch is swung on and missed down, it's nothing and one to start to Pineda. In some ways, it was a thrilling finish, despite the tough day for Lopridge, because it led to Billy Cook's second consecutive walk-off home run. But Lopridge allowed six runs in the eighth inning, recording only two outs. Next pitch is swung on and missed down, and it's nothing and two on Pineda, who's grounded out to the shortstop twice, walked his last time up back in the fifth inning. Seawolves with a little bit of late life down in the bottom of the ninth. They have a two RBI double by Jake Holton. Runners at second and third now, but now with two outs. Next pitch popped up right side of the infield for Bowens on foul ground. He makes the catch only about 5 feet into foul territory. And there's two away after back-to-back base hits and the sacrifice fly. But it's a 7-3 ball game at UPMC Park. Still plenty of time for Richmond to finish off the Bay Sox hopes this season. Jace Young at the plate as Richmond makes a pitching change. Julio Rodriguez on deck representing the tying run. First pitch here to Jackson Clough is flown into shallow center. Williams runs down, sees it, and makes the catch. The inning is over. After a couple of leadoff hits, a sacrifice fly brings in a run for Harrisburg, and we go to the eighth with Bowie down 8-5. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Hey Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region, like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today?
Well, it's been another lovely night here in Harrisburg. Scoreboard not so much, but weather-wise, as we're sitting in mid-September, you're never going to catch me complaining about low 70s, high 60s temperatures. As we're sitting at 68 right now with clear skies on City Island in Pennsylvania's capital, the Bay Sox do trail 8-5, and they'll try to get going against a new pitcher on the mound. Holden Powell takes over for his first appearance of the series. First pitch, and a low fastball misses to Max Wagner. It's 1-0 to start. Wagner has been perfect at the plate. 3-for-3 with a 2-RBI triple, a pair of singles, and a run scored. After him, it'll be John Rhodes and Dante Williams to bat. Next pitch. And Wagner watches up and in fastball for called strike. 1-1 now. Garvin Alston is done for the day. Earns a hold. 2 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. He struck out 4. Didn't walk anyone. Next pitch, and Wagner watches it miss under the knees. Count goes to 2-1 here. After him, John Rhodes and Dante Williams will bat. And they've gone final up at UPMC Park in Erie as Richmond picks up the win. Next pitch is swung on and missed high to run the count even at 2. Chase Young popping out to the third baseman with runners at 2nd and 3rd. And the Flying Squirrels have clinched the final available spot in the Eastern League's postseason. Bowie Bay Sox have been eliminated here in 2023. 2-2 pitch to Wagner is grounded up the middle. Tough play for the shortstop, but Clough runs it down, splits the legs, and throws to first in time. Trey Lipscomb had to drop to the earth, too, to make sure he got out of the way of that throw. Wagner put out for the first time today on a 6-3 ground out. With the Bay Sox officially eliminated from postseason contention, now only have one remaining goal here in 2023, and that would be a winning season. But at the rate they're currently playing, they're going to need their own miracle today to make that happen, as Bowie trails by 3 down to their final 5 outs. First pitch to John Rhodes is called for strike on the inside edge. It's nothing to want to start. Bowie needs to come from behind to win today and then win the next 3 days. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If they can't do that, then the best they can do is 500. As Rhodes clobbers one to left center field. Hassel and Cruz running back toward the alley. Hassel's able to take a late angle to his left and make the catch at the warning track. Well, these center fielders for Harrisburg, pretty familiar to what we've seen this season here with Bowie. They've got a lot of good range between Hassel and James Wood, taking away plenty of what looked to be surefire extra base hits. Instead, it's just a routine flyout. And now 2 away, here's Dante Williams. As third base plays in, Dante is 0 for 3 with a ground out and two strikeouts. First pitch, and he swings and misses. High fastball as the count starts out at nothing and one. Holden Powell, a 6-foot even, 190-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Visalia, California. Third-round draft selection by Washington back in 2020, making just his second appearance with the Sens. Next pitch, misses up and away. And the count goes to a ball and a strike. He gave up a run in an inning against Altoona last week in his 2023 debut for Harrisburg. Struck out a batter, didn't walk anyone. Simple stuff, just base hits. Next pitch, and Williams nearly gets clipped on the back foot. As he gets out of the way, count goes to two balls and one strike. So Bowie's playoff hopes have ended here in 2023 with four games remaining in the regular season. They can reflect a little bit on what got them to this point as the next pitch is called for strike in the inside half. Count goes to two balls and two strikes here on Dante Williams. Bowie did have a couple of strong runs here in the second half. They had a winning record against the Flying Squirrels that will go to the postseason. As Bowie finished the second half against Richmond 7-5, all 12 games being played on the road as well. Bowie had a couple of black eye kinds of games that have taken away their chances as the 2-2 misses inside with a check swing. Williams didn't go around as they asked the third base umpire run the count full. In the first half this season, over the entire first half, 69 games, Bowie only had one game where they were leading in the eighth or ninth inning but lost. Next pitch, and Williams watches it outside for ball four. Here in the second half, Bowie has lost such a game five times. That is a major difference. And if you flip all of those losses to wins, which shouldn't be too difficult to fathom, you're leading with six or fewer outs to go. More often than not, you're picking up those wins, and more often than not, Bowie did. But if you flip those losses to wins, as the first pitch to T.T. Bowens is swung on and missed down, it's nothing in one here. Then Bowie would be not only in the thick of the race still, they'd be in the lead with a healthy lead. But those losses, very pivotal to Bowie seeing themselves eliminated here today with only three games remaining in the regular season after tonight. Next pitch to Bowens is called for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and two. Runner at first, two away here in the top of the eighth inning with Bowie down by three. Bowens is 0 for 3, all strikeouts. As Powell sends in the next, and Bowens fouls it behind the screen. Bay Sox having a little bit more action in their bullpen. Don't want to send Connor Loperich back out for the eighth inning, it seems. After allowing a couple of base hits to open his outing and a run total, Nick Richmond getting loose. Next pitch, down and away. Back pick to first, throw just a bit too high, as Israel Pineda had to scamper out behind home just a little bit to keep that pitch from getting by him. Wanted to use that extra opportunity to try and grab Dante Williams. Getting a little bit adventurous off of first base there as the count goes to a ball and two strikes here on Bowens. Next pitch. Down and away again. Two balls and two strikes now. So the Eastern League playoffs have been set. Binghamton clinched their spot in the playoffs last week. They had tiebreaker over Portland and still a five-game lead over Portland at this point. Next pitch, and Bowens grounds it to third. Picked in fair territory by House. Long throw to first. A bit low, but in time to Staley. 5-3 put out, strands a runner at first, and we go to the bottom of the eighth as Bowie trails by three. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Rams Head on Stage. Live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and
great food served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Ram's Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local, family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
Well, pitching change for Bowie as we continue on to the bottom of the eighth inning here at FNB Field. It's an 8-5 ball game with the Bay Sox already seeing their postseason hopes taken from them midway through this contest with a Richmond win. Bowie just needing to get one more spark, though, to maybe finish off this Thursday night on a high note. Nick Richmond takes over and fires a first pitch strike to Murphy Staley. It's nothing and one to start. Connor Loprich is done for the day. One inning, two hits, one run, no walks or strikeouts. He gave up a single, a double, and a sac fly. Next pitch, and Staley swings and misses on a high fastball. Count goes to nothing and two. It's been a peculiar second half for Connor Loprich in many ways, as he's allowed runs in back-to-back appearances now. Here in the second half, his ERA hovers around six. Next pitch misses down, and it's one ball and two strikes. Meanwhile, the first half for Loprich saw him sitting very strong with the Bay Sox, a 2-1 record and an ERA of 3.57. But Nick Richmond takes over. Staley 0-2, and the 1-2 misses down. It's two balls and two strikes. Staley got hit by a pitch in the second inning, left at third base. Lined out to second in the fourth, struck out swinging in the sixth inning. Richmond sets. The next, down and away, run the count full. After starting ahead, nothing and two. Payoff, grounded to third, running in and off the wrist of Wagner. It's two consecutive games that Bowie has committed two errors. Talked about it a little bit previously, that Bowie had gone on a 19-game stretch in which they did not commit more than one error. And now they've committed two errors in three of their last five games. Every Bowie pitcher has allowed the first batter they've seen to reach safely, as the first pitch to Robert Hassel is swung on and missed outside. It's nothing and one to start. At least in Richmond's case, it was less of his doing that got the leadoff batter on base. Hassel's 2-for-3 on the day. A walk, a pair of singles. He's also struck out as two runs scored. As Richmond looks back first base, fires the next, and it swung on and missed high. A fastball, nothing and two. Nick Richmond, a 6-foot-4, 195-pound right-hander. Minor league free agent signed by Baltimore back in 2022. On the season for Bowie, he's got 15 appearances, a 2-1 record, a 6.27 ERA. 18 and two-thirds innings, he struck out 19, walked 9, allowed 3 homers, 2 to lefties, as the 0-2 pitch misses down and in, one ball and two strikes. Richmond made two appearances in the New Hampshire series, both to find success. The 1-2 pitch misses down. Two balls and two strikes now on Hassel, with Dylan Cruz waiting on deck. Richmond allowed one unearned run. He picked up the win in one of Bowie's walk-offs. After allowing the three runner at second base to score in an extra inning, he allowed only one hit, no walk, struck out four. Here's a pickoff throw over to first late.
That's the first pickoff we've seen all week, though, that actually involved a tag from the first baseman. Murphy Staley has not attempted a stolen base yet. Richmond holds at the waist. 2-2. Called strike three. Curveball on the outside half to Hassel. Not necessarily the worst idea for Hassel to just lay off that pitch, as Richmond had done something similar to Staley, and we've seen it with plenty of Bowie pitchers this season where he started ahead nothing and two and then missed the zone on a couple of pitches. Staley worked the count full, and after starting behind nothing and two, Hassel brought it to a 2-2 count. Here's Dylan Cruz. First pitch misses. Bit outside, and the count starts out at 1-0. Cruz has walked three times today. He's been within inches of home plate every single time he's walked. He scored twice, got thrown out at home in the sixth, trying to score on a bloop single. Next pitch, called for strike high. It's one ball and one strike. Cruz flew out to right field back in the second inning. Only two other games active in the Eastern League right now. Somerset on top of New Hampshire on the road, 3-2. Top of the eighth inning there. While Akron leads Altoona 7-0. Home squad in the top of the eighth. 1-1 pitch misses down. It's two balls and one strike. Spoke about it earlier. The Eastern League playoffs now set with Richmond eliminating Bowie via a win earlier tonight. So Binghamton and Somerset will meet for a best-of-three series. And Richmond and Erie will face off. Here's another pickoff throw, still late. For the second consecutive season, I find this incredible. For the second consecutive season, Richmond ends the year in Bowie. It's actually the third consecutive season that Richmond ends the season in Bowie. They did it in 2021, 2022, and now this year as well. As the next pitch is checked on, low called strike. It's two balls and two strikes.
But I don't want to burst your bubble here. You mean in Erie, right?
Yeah.
You said in Bowie.
Oh, did I say in Bowie?
It's been a long night, but I just wanted to check and make sure.
Well, I'm thinking Erie, but we're in Bowie.
Right.
Yeah, we're talking about Bowie. You understand what I'm saying. It's the third consecutive season that Richmond has ended the year in Erie. Yes. Thank you for catching me, Andre. In that, the second consecutive season, as the next pitch bounces in, run the count full here on Cruz. It's the second consecutive season that Richmond has ended the year in Erie. Had to go back to Richmond to play one playoff game, and then go to Erie. Oh, wait, no, I've got it backwards, as a matter of fact. Similar enough. So, actually, Erie ended 2022 in Richmond. Erie and Richmond had to go back to Erie to play one playoff game as the runner at first takes off, and the next pitch is fouled back. I think it hit a light. Yeah, light flickering right now. Erie ended last season in Richmond. Both teams made the playoffs after Bowie failed to maintain a 3-0 lead on the last day of the regular season, when doing so would have gotten them into the playoffs instead. Another 3-2 is grounded foul, third base side. Since Erie and Richmond met in the postseason last year, they finished the year together in Richmond, played the first game of the divisional series in Erie, so both teams had to go from Richmond, drive up to Erie, and then after playing one game in Erie, drive back down to Richmond, where Erie swept the series with two straight wins and fell in the championship to Somerset. Runner takes off again as the 3-2 is swung on a miss for strike three. Basayo fires a missile to second base to take down Staley. Wow, that was a fast one. First time that Harrisburg has tested Samuel Basayo's arm, and he shows them what he's made of. We go to the ninth with the Bay Sox down by three. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
Well, as always, it is a pleasure to have you stop on by the ballpark and catch up on a little bit of Bay Sox baseball. Wish we had a better game to tell you about for the time being. There is still time for Bowie, but with three outs to go, they need three to tie, as Anthony Servideo will lead off, leading the 8-9-1 brigade for Bowie in the lineup. First pitch, and the lefty pops it foul out of play left side. Nothing in one to start. Servideo, then Gilbert Lara, and Judd Fabian to bat in this half inning for Bowie, as Holden Powell continues. Had three contact outs around a walk in a scoreless eighth inning. Here's the next, and it misses up and away. Count goes to a ball and a strike now. Servideo 0 for 3. Struck out in the third, and then again in the seventh. He grounded out to the shortstop, ending the fourth-inning rally that Bowie had used to tie the game at 4. Before two runs make it three runs in the fifth, gave Harrisburg the edge back. Next pitch is called for strike and a lower inside edge, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes now. But again, earlier tonight, the Bay Sox eliminated from postseason contention via a Richmond win as the Squirrels continue to rack them up. Next pitch is a high bouncing ball over towards second. Lipscomb has to run in, grab it on the second hop, and after crossing the baseline, throws across the body softly, still in time to put down Servideo at first base for 3. Richmond is going to be one of the hottest teams going into the playoffs. They've won 10 of their last 11 games at this point, using that incredible stretch to push past the Bay Sox and eliminate them from the postseason with just about 4 games remaining here in 2023. First pitch to Gilbert Lara is grounded to short. Jackson Clough gloves and throws to first base. The Bay Sox are down to their final out this evening here in Harrisburg. So with that, Bowie will just turn their attention to the final 4 games in the regular season. Make it the final 3 games after tonight, as they've got one out left to try and kick off a rally with Judd Fabian up to bat. Bowie will have Carlos Tavera throwing tomorrow night. First pitch to Fabian, misses down and away, 1-0 to start. 1-for-4 today for Judd, singled and scored in the 4th inning. He grounded out in the 1st and has struck out twice in the 5th and 7th. Sounds like Harrisburg is going to bring in a new right-hander, Kyle Luckum, to make his TBD start. Next pitch grounded foul. Third base side to Fabian. It's 1-1. But an 8-5 game here in the top of the 9th inning. Bay Sox pitching once again having a tough time avoiding the big inning. 4 runs in the 1st for the Senators. 3 in the 5th have been the difference makers tonight, as the 1-1 is swung on and missed high. Bay Sox down to their final strike this evening. And again, a Bowie loss tonight means they will not be able to have a winning record this season. Bowie at 68 losses with 138 games in the year. Next pitch, and it's swung on and missed for strike 3. Well, the Bay Sox added a little bit of insult to injury, or I guess injury onto the insult already come across. After being eliminated from the postseason, the Bay Sox failed to pick up their second consecutive win over the Harrisburg Senators, as the Sens take a 2-1 lead here in the final 6-game series of the regular season. Tonight in 9, Harrisburg 8, Bowie 5. Andre will have you going with Bay Sox postgame in just a little bit.
We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's now time for Bay Sox postgame. Let's head back to the ballpark.
Well, tough one for the Bowie Bay Sox tonight as they see their postseason aspirations draw to a close with a win by the Richmond Flying Squirrels. And the Bay Sox fall in their own regard tonight, 8-5 against the Harrisburg Senators. Andre McGarrett here with you on Bay Sox postgame as we break down how this one went down and we give you a preview to what will be the final three games of the 2023 season, now officially for Bowie. As, again, with Richmond's win tonight over Erie, the Flying Squirrels will be taking on the Seawolves in the first round of the Eastern League playoffs in the Southwest Divisional. But first, we'll break down tonight's game for Bowie, as with a loss tonight, the Bay Sox, best they can hope for is .500 rest of the way here in 2023. More early damage from the Senators as we got underway at 6:32 p.m., a starting pitching matchup for Bowie with Connor Gillespie on the bump and Michael Cuevas, the right-hander, for Harrisburg. Bowie was retired in order in the top half of the first, but the first inning has been a sore spot for the Bay Sox on multiple occasions this year. Gillespie had been done well to keep teams off the board early on in games, particularly with traffic on the base paths, but he went into a little of early trouble in this first inning, much like Seth Johnson did on Wednesday and Peter Van Loon did on Tuesday. Back-to-back walks opened up the bottom of the first inning, and it brought up James Wood, who would get the scoring started for Harrisburg.
And the 0-2 pitch. Line drive up the middle and past the glove of Lara into center field, a base hit. Wheel turned on for Hassel, and he'll score without a throw. Nobody out in the bottom of the first, and Harrisburg has taken a 1-0 lead on a James Wood RBI single.
That was the first hit with a runner in scoring position that Gillespie had given up in over a month. But unfortunately for Bowie, the damage wouldn't stop there as Brady House came to the plate next for Harrisburg.
Brady House up to bat, a 308 average, first pitch. And he smokes one deep out to right field. Beavers runs back. There it goes. Connor Gillespie has allowed his 14th home run of the season. A three-run blast to Brady House. And the Bay Sox are down 4-0 before an out is recorded in the bottom of the first inning.
Heard it there. 4-0 Senators before an out had been recorded. Things were looking bleak for Bowie aside of what was going on outside of their control in Erie. But the Bay Sox would find a bounce back. Second time through the order against Michael Cuevas. It was the top of the lineup that got it started as catalysts as Judd Fabian and Samuel Basayo had two straight singles to lead off the inning. That brought up Dylan Beavers. And Beavers, after having the heroics yesterday for Bowie with three RBIs, would tack on another to get the Bay Sox on the board. After a brief talk with the athletic training staff, they'll retreat back towards the Bay Sox dugout. Beavers looks content to play out the rest of this plate appearance. In a 1-2 count with two on and nobody out, Bowie trailing 4-0 here in the top of the fourth. Cuevas climbs the hill once more. Off to the first base side of the mound, the next pitch is a line drive over the head of the first baseman Staley into right field for a base hit. Fabian gets the wave around third. Here's the throw from Wood. It's cut off. Judd scores. Basayo up to third on an RBI single from Dylan Beavers. Already his fourth RBI of the week. His 12th rather this season. Bowie's on the board. It's a 4-1 game. So the Bay Sox get three consecutive hits to lead off the top of the fourth inning and get on the board. But it wouldn't stop there for Bowie. As one of the hottest bats in the lineup, Max Wagner came to the dish. Already on a big week, Wagner would inch Bowie closer. Wagner, the number 14 Orioles prospect, his 26th game at AA. Waits the full count offering. And it's a line drive scorched into left center field, racing into the gap. Hassel, he won't get there. It splits the difference and rolls all the way to the wall. Basayo scores. Beavers getting the wave around. Wagner keeps on motoring his way. He's into third base sliding. Two-run triple for Max Wagner in the Bay Sox, right back in the thick of it. Three across without an out recorded in the fourth. It's a 4-3 game. Big swing from Max Wagner, who's enjoyed a sensational week. Multiple hits in his first three games included a three-hit effort today. The Bay Sox had a runner 90 feet away to tie the game, and after four consecutive hits led off the top of the fourth, they would get a fifth, courtesy of John Rhodes. Punishing baseballs here this week at FMB Field. Now 6-for-11 in the series. Here's John Rhodes. Right-handed bats 0-for-1 today. First pitch is a flare past the shortstop Clough into left field for a base hit. Jam shot will play the same for John Rhodes. RBI single plates Wagner. Bowie has scored four straight out of the gate in the fourth to tie the game at four. Heck of a rally from the Bay Sox, but it unfortunately would all be for naught as Harrisburg would come back in the bottom of the fifth, just an inning and a half later, and score three of their own, with the first three batters reaching against left-hander Trey Magoe, who took over after four innings on the mound from Connor Gillespie. A walk and a single to Robert Hassel and Dylan Cruz set the table for James Wood, as a two-run opposite field double down the line and left plated both. Wood would later score in the frame off an error, a throw that was errant from Anthony Servideo, got away from the first baseman T.T. Bowens on a potential inning double play ball that allowed a third run of the frame to score. Harrisburg would take a 7-4 lead. Bowie would get a run back to make it a two-run game as Samuel Basayo collected three hits today in just his second game at AA. An RBI single in the top of the seventh made it 7-5. That would be short-lived, though, as an introductory inning for Connor Loprich, the right-hander in the eighth, was back-to-back hits from Brady House and Yohandy Morales. That put runners at third and second with nobody out. Sacrifice fly from Trey Lipscomb would squeeze that run back across for Harrisburg, plating House, and made it an 8-5 game, and that's where we would end off. Your final lines in this one, Harrisburg, 8 runs on 8 hits. They made no errors. Bowie, 5 runs on 10 hits. They committed 2 errors. It's the second straight game. The Bay Sox have committed multiple errors and third in their last 5. The win goes to Michael Cuevas, moves him to 4-8 on the season. The loss to Trey Magoe drops him to 1-1. Holden Powell picked up the save for Harrisburg, recording the final 6 outs in this one. It's his first at the AA level. In a game that took 2 hours, 27 minutes to complete in front of an announced attendance of 3,269 at FNB Field tonight. We're going to step aside on Bay Sox postgame. When we come back, we'll look around the rest of the Eastern League, the Orioles system, and we'll preview tomorrow's contest. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bay Sox postgame.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tri-Tech. That's Tri-Tech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tri-Tech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tri-Tech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at tritechauto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tri-Tech. 410-224-4377.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Andre McGarrow here back with you on Bay Sox postgame. As Bowie falls tonight 8-5, the Bay Sox have been eliminated from playoff contention here in the second half. A little bit out of Bowie's control as we take a look around the rest of the Eastern League. Results from outside of their circumstances here in Harrisburg are what did the Bay Sox in ultimately, regardless of tonight's result. As Richmond picked up a 7-3 win in Erie, which means the Flying Squirrels will claim the second half playoff spot in the Southwest Division. They will take on that Erie side beginning next week after the Squirrels claim another victory. Elsewhere in the league, Binghamton walked off Reading 2-1 with two runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. Portland hung on to, well, Hartford rather, in Portland, excuse me, hung on to win as the Yardgoats took it 5-4 over the Sea Dogs. Top of the ninth right now in Akron, and the Rubber Ducks are trying to polish off a 7-1 victory over the Curve. They're one out away from doing so. Somerset leads in the top of the ninth on the road 6-2 against New Hampshire. Around the rest of the Orioles system, just one other affiliate in action today. It was an early start for AAA Norfolk and another wild one. Now, the Tides have been no strangers to shootouts this season. They won 12-10 against the Memphis Redbirds, AAA affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. It was another huge rally for Norfolk, who at one point trailed 6-0 and 9-2, but they rallied from behind to win. Four home runs for the Tides included a first AAA home run for Jackson Holliday to help spark the rally. Colton Cowser, number two Orioles prospect, also homered in his second consecutive game. And it was a go-ahead grand slam from Anthony Benboom in the top of the sixth inning that did in for the Tides as they took a 12-9 lead and then just didn't look back from there, taking it today. Big series, as mentioned, for Baltimore at home with four against Tampa Bay. The Orioles, just a two-game lead in the AL East. They currently trail 4-3 right now. Gunnar Henderson homering for the Orioles tonight as Baltimore had come from behind from a 3-1 deficit to tie the game, but a run for Tampa in the top of the seventh means Baltimore will have to rally somewhere in those last three innings. But here at the double-A ranks, Bowie does fall 8-5 to Harrisburg. The Bay Sox have dropped two of three this week, and they've also dropped four of their last five. Trying to end 2023 on a high note, they'll head back to FNB Field in Harrisburg here tomorrow to take on the same team in the Senators. 7 p.m. first pitch sees right-hander Carlos Tavera grab the ball for Bowie. 3-7 with a 4.96 ERA. So currently to be determined on a starter for Harrisburg, but we are expecting that Kyle Luckum, right-hander, will get the ball. The California native getting the move to Harrisburg not too long ago. Note the later start time, 7 p.m., means the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show of 6:40 before Matt Sabatis and I bring you the call from the ballpark. But for now, signing off for tonight, once again, Bowie Falls 8-5 to Harrisburg. Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bay Sox Baseball.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball, exclusively on Capital Gold WNAV Annapolis.